It's time for the Area High School Football Game of the Week. Don't miss a snap of the season as your favorite team strives for a state football championship. Get ready. It's high school football coming up next with Justin Fluke on KNCA 103.9 FM, a service each week of our Kansaland Sports Boosters. Let's get ready to rumble with high school football as we go live to the stadium. Here is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
And welcome to week 7 of the high school football season. That's right, just 1 week left in the regular season campaign. And tonight, it's a dandy. On a beautiful Friday night, just a bit windy here in the heart of Jackson County, we have a battle of Wildcats and two of the top-ranked teams in the state in Class 3A. It's Hayden and Holton in our Game of the Week here on KNZA and the Holton Channel online at msesports.net. Welcome to our broadcast with Colin Feldkamp, our studio engineer. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Brandon Tadman and Mike Tanking. And down on the sideline, Jake Spalding will have some interviews for us tonight. Also, Kyler Catherins and Ethan Will completing our Holton Channel production crew here tonight. That's a lot of guys, but fellas, this is a big-time game and big-time matchup. And Brandon, I'll start with you. Holton 5-1, Hayden 6-0, a district title, and kind of a rivalry renewed as these teams meet for the first time since 2018. Can't wait to get this one started tonight.
Yeah, and I'm sure Holton's going to have a lot to play for tonight. When we talk about a district championship on the line, first time since 2018 that these two teams have played, Hayden's kind of dominated this series in recent years. And again, when I say recent years, you got to go back a little bit. First time since 2018, but Hayden's won the last four. Holton hasn't won one on the gridiron in this series since 2013. So when you look at this one tonight, Hayden's kind of had the upper hand. You look at a district championship, these are two of the top three teams in Class 3A. Hayden, Andale, the outright number one in Class 3A. You look at whatever publication, you see Hayden, you see Holton right there. Both of these teams certainly looking for deep playoff runs, looking above at Hayden and Holton and Andale, I should say. These three, I think, are a cut above everybody else in this class, and we're going to learn a lot about both of these teams tonight, potentially what they can do come here in the next month or so.
It is the toughest test of the season for both of these teams, no doubt about it. Holton played a ranked Nemaw Central team in week one, 7-point setback, their only loss of the year. They've steamrolled since. Hayden has won all their games by at least 14 going back to week one against Olpe. So this is a Hayden offense that's averaging over 400 yards per game and scoring over 30 points per ball game, and a Holton Wildcat offense also averaging over 400 yards per game, almost 10 yards per carry, and Holton has been scoring the football at will as well so far this season. But Tank, one difference in these two teams, and we talk about this a lot, I guess, because Holton's just a team that really doesn't throw the football with the wishbone. Hayden's tossed it around a little bit, so maybe the wind is a factor for Hayden tonight. But these are two teams, let's not fool ourselves. They want to line up, they want to establish the run and play some smash-mouth football.
Yeah, if you like physical football, if you like winning in the trenches, these are two teams that want to do that. That's where it starts, obviously, for Holton, but also for Hayden. Hayden will be a little more balanced. They'll be able to go to the air. They might throw the ball 10 to 15 times tonight. If Holton gets them into a passing game, maybe that's a good thing. It means you've been stopping the run. Of course, Holton may be going to throw the ball less than five times tonight. They're going to try to win in the trenches. And for the Holton Wildcats, the key over the last few weeks has been the big plays. And last week against Rossville, a team that just looked as fast as they've looked all year, busting off big runs. Their longest drive, play-wise, last week was five plays. Longest scoring drive was five plays. It's big plays. It's big gashing runs by their running backs. And, again, it all starts up front with that offensive line.
Holton and Hayden. Bill Arnold, the head man for Hayden. His 15th season, he comes into tonight with 137 victories at Hayden. Meanwhile, Brooks Barta for the Holton Wildcats in year number 27, he's got 251 wins. He including last week's victory over Rossville, as Holton won that one to get to 5-1, and Hayden comes in 6-0. We're going to step away and take a timeout here on our pregame show. Again, we're streaming live and worldwide online on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our pregame is sponsored by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. Close to home and far from debt, Highland Community College. We'll return with more of our pregame show, start looking at the starters and getting you set for kickoff here in Week 7, Class 3A, Battle of State-Ranked Teams on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Whether you're looking for a nice steak dinner out, a burger and a drink with friends, or a place to relax and unwind and enjoy the game, Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton offers a locally owned, full-service bar and restaurant with a casual and inviting atmosphere. Boomer's is open for lunch and dinner every day except Mondays and has daily lunch and dinner specials posted on their Facebook. Boomer's also has an outdoor patio, all with the best service and experience that keeps folks from across the map coming back time and time again. Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton. It's all about the food, and all your friends are here.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious? Slam jam, bang!
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is an expert in supporting local farmers and ag producers with their livestock, machinery, cropland, and more. Our team of ag lenders live and work on their own farms, so they know exactly what's going on, and they can relate to you.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Candleland Country.
Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman, Mike Tinking, and Jake Spalding with you here as we get set for the Battle of State-Ranked Wildcats. It's Holton and Hayden here tonight. Hayden is 6-0. Holton is 5-1. For Holton, we know it's all about the wishbone. Double tight rushing offense. Mike Tinking mentioned a moment ago all the big plays that Holton has had, but This Hayden team has had some big plays as well. Their rushing average is up there this season, and both these teams have a lot of speed. So, fellas, I think you got to score 35 in this game to get a win. Brandon, I'll ask you, but I think we could be in store for a 65-70-point night, and somebody's probably going to have to get to 35 to come out on top.
Yeah, I think both offenses, when you look at it, are going to be able to come out, score some points. Now, I think the question is, for Holton, the crazy thing about Holton is what they can do on the ground. Everybody playing Holton knows what they're going to do, but yet no one can stop them. They can still rush for 400 yards a game. Now, I think what a big key for Holton is tonight is going to be, can they slow down at least one aspect of the Hayden offense? Because they are very well balanced. They do, again, have a very good clip, run it for about 200 a game, and they can still sling it for 170 a game. So can they slow one of those aspects down, make them a little bit more one-dimensional? I think that's going to be key for Holton tonight. But, again, you said it. Two state-ranked teams. This is certainly going to mean a lot, and we could see these two teams once again down the road. But you're right. There's going to be a lot of points, and two of the best teams in the state. We're happy to be here.
Captains of Met at midfield. One of the things, Tink, I wanted to ask you about is, let's make no mistake, Hayden's got a size advantage tonight. A couple of the best Hayden players are big senior linemen. And I think this is going to be Holton's biggest test in the trenches tonight on both sides of the football to see if they can match up with Hayden's size and strength.
Yeah, no doubt. On that offensive line, you've got big Joe Otting. You've probably heard about him, number 65. If you're watching with us on the Holton channel, he's a Division I commit going to Notre Dame next year, listed at 6'5", 281. He'll be playing right guard. He's also very mobile. They like to pull him and get him out in front of their running backs. They also have a tackle, Ben Evans, 6'2", 275. So those two guys on the right side of that line do a great job. Very good feet. They aren't just necessarily straight-ahead blockers. They do a good job getting good angles. They fire off low, and they're very good at continuing to finish off blocks for every running play they run.
Holton won the coin toss tonight and deferred to the second half, so Hayden says, we'll take the football. They have a few sophomores starting, something that Holton does not have, so this Hayden team maybe not quite as experienced, certainly not with a senior class like the Holton Wildcats have, but it's kind of that wing T offense of Hayden and Coach Bill Arnold. It has a sophomore at quarterback in Jeff Wallmeyer. Their fullback is senior Braden Rose, and their outside halfbacks are J.C. Cummings, a senior, and Finn Dunshee, who is a junior. At the end spots, it's sophomore Jensen Trickle, and the tight end is a sophomore as well, and Peyton Tetwan. Tank just mentioned Joe Otting and also Ben Evans. The starting center is Carter Charvat. The left guard is Mason Charvat. And the left tackle will be Josiah Todwong. But they mix those guys up a little bit on the line of scrimmage. They won't always be in those same spots. They call it kind of the strong side and weak side offensive lineman for Hayden.
The quarterback, Jet Wallmeyer, you mentioned a sophomore. He's a southpaw. Does a nice job delivering accurate passes. It'll be interesting to see him on his biggest stage of his young career as a sophomore out here in a big district game against Holton.
Matt Lears is the kicker. He could be a difference tonight as well. Lears has made 33 out of 33 point after tries. Of course, the Hayden kickers only missed one PAT all season as well, so nothing to sneeze at there for Hayden in their kicking game. Hayden in the white top unis with the Vegas gold numbers and pants. They'll move from left to right as they get set to receive this kick. Jensen Trickle and Kate Mitchell are back deep to return. Hayden will go from right to left, from east to west. We're underway in a battle of state-ranked teams here in 3A. On the return, it's bobbled, and now across the 20-yard line, quick to the 30, 35, and around the near side of the 40, to the 50, off to the races. Hayden is going to return the opening kick for a touchdown. It is Finn Dunshee, their halfback, that goes 92 yards, and in 15 seconds, we have 6 points on the board as Hayden and Finn Dunshee returns the opening kick for the score.
Finn, speed, that's what you hear about when you hear about Hayden. It isn't just the size up front, but the speed with some of their smaller backs. And you're going to hear about Finn Dunshee running the ball. He's one of their many small backs that has a lot of speed. And you saw him make a cut at about the 35, 40-yard line, his own. And then there was nothing but open space in front of him, and he beat everybody into the end zone. And Hayden has something to celebrate here early on.
Jensen Trickle is PAT man. 19 out of 20 this season, tried to tack on 1 point, and he does, and it is 7-0. Well, hopefully you didn't show up late tonight for this game, and you've been tuned in, because we have fireworks early in this one, as Hayden takes a 7-0 lead on a 92-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. We're going to keep it here, and as we gave you the Hayden starters, we have to flip-flop now and give you the Holton starting offense, and Holton's been very good on the kick coverage this year, so that's a bit of a surprise. Holton's been good on the kick returns as well, as they will send it back deep, Gary Booth and Eli Hallauer. Holton's offense, that very experienced senior backfield with quarterback Matt Lears. Jace Boswell's played tailback the last 2 weeks, but he'll return to fullback tonight with Gary Booth as halfback, leading the team in rushing. And Jaden Fletcher missed the last 2 games with an injury, but Jaden Fletcher good to go, rounding out that Holton backfield, all seniors here tonight. The tight ends are Charlie Gilliland and Sam Miller, a couple seniors, and we'll see junior Jackson Bear. Up front for the Wildcats, senior Cooper Baxter at the center spot, Tyler Phillips and Trevor Barnett, along with Dalton Roush and Abbott Hundley. Holton starts 3 juniors and 2 sophomores and some undersized guys, as we mentioned, compared to Hayden here in this matchup tonight. Well, Holton has found themselves down a couple times, actually a team that has not started strong much of this season, but are down early here via special teams. And the approach and the kick angle to the far side from the 22. It's dropped by Gary Booth. He'll pick it up and try to come near side. Now cuts in the middle, takes a big shot, and is twisted down short of the 25-yard line. As not much of a return there, and now the Holton offense will take the field, trailing 7-0, just 21 seconds in.
Well, Brandon, that's what you call getting smacked in the mouth. And now we'll see how Holton reacts, as the special teams has been a strength for the Wildcats of Holton all year. They give up a touchdown on the kickoff return and now starting at their own 25.
The Holton offense with the double-tight wishbone moving from left to right. They'll break up the bone and put Jace Boswell out in the slot to the near side. Ja'Kari Washington's been playing fullback. He's out there. Booth gets the carry. Little stop and go. Stutter, first down as he dives and lunges across the 40. Up to the 41-yard line. A nice gain of 16 yards there for Gary Booth on Holton's first offensive play. Booth is averaging 17 yards per carry this season and leading Holton's rushing attack. He missed one game as well. But Holton has a first down here. Phillips and Barnett on the near side. Roush and Hundley on the other. Abbott Hundley's missed the last couple of games as well. Good to see him back out there. And a whistle blows this play dead. Looks like an encroachment penalty as Hayden was lined up in the neutral zone. Hayden's defense is a 4-4 with one safety, Jamison Kennedy. Their two inside linebackers are Jude Conrad and J.C. Cummings. They're the leading tacklers, kind of the heart of this Hayden defense. So now first down and 5, as Boswell will again come in the slot on the near side. Holton checks the play. Matt Lears having some confusion as assistant offensive coordinator Brian Mirpool and now head coach Brooks Barta signal in the play, trying to get everybody on the same page. Ja'Kari Washington out there at fullback. Gary Booth in the backfield. 3 seconds on the play clock. Holton gets the snap off, and they hand it straight ahead. It's Booth at the 45 and then met by a bunch of white jerseys. A short gain on that play. Coach Booth, or Gary Booth, a little bit frustrated as well. This seems to be not quite on the same page here right now to start this game.
Yeah, it took a while to get that play call in and get everybody set. Barely got the play off and didn't win the battle in the trenches there on that second down play. Luckily for the Wildcats of Holton, they got ahead of the sticks with the encroachment penalty on first down.
So it's second down and a long 4 after a gain of a yard. Here's Gary Booth again through the whole left side quickly. And I think just short of a first down, give him about 4 yards to midfield. And on the tackle for Hayden, it was J.C. Cummings and Joe Otting. And it'll be third down and short here for the home team.
Yeah, definite four-down territory here for Holton around midfield. Notice that Jaden Fletcher are good to go tonight, but Ja'Kari Washington still at the fullback spot and Jace Boswell at the tailback spot the same way they've been the last 2 weeks.
Third down and short. Lears in the pistol trying to get Hayden to jump, and I think he did. Didn't see any blue jerseys move, but Hayden came across. And that'll be a first down via penalty. So a couple encroachment penalties on Hayden defensively. That'll give Holton a first down here at the Hayden 45-yard line.
Like Josiah Todwong was the one that got into the neutral zone. And obviously in high school, you can not get back. Once you're in the neutral zone, that's a dead ball. And that's a first down for Holton into Hayden territory.
Holton has passed it only 14 times this season in the first 6 games. They've completed only 3 of them. First down here. The second man through gets the carry. This is Jace Boswell, had a couple big games, enjoying that halfback or tailback spot, and he gained 5 down to the Hayden 40. had three more touchdowns last week and four the week prior. So seven touchdowns for Boswell playing tailback the last 2 weeks.
Early returns on this drive for Holton. Looks like they're getting a pretty good push up front. The running back's falling forward. Positive yardage on nearly every play.
9:15 to go here in the opening quarter. Hayden up 7-0. The give is to Boswell. Left side, trying to make a man miss, and he's tackled right at the first down stick at about the 35. Holding on there and not letting go. Pretty good tackle by Carter Charbot as Boswell was trying to shake free from him, and they mark it again. Just shy of the first down, it'll be third and short.
And he's the second back through. That fake to the fullback is so key. You get the middle backers to take one false step to try to tackle the fullback, and it's the second back through off tackle. And Boswell gets almost the first down, 4.5 yards on that gain. It's third and very short.
Back to double tight and the full wishbone set. Converted on third and short with the penalty last time. This play, they will give to the fullback, and Ja'Kari Washington bullies his way down near the 32. So 3 yards gained on third down and short. And Holton will continue their first offensive possession of the night here, trailing 7-0.
Very good sign for Holton that they get 3.5, almost 4 yards with the fullback on third and short. Great sign. Good push up front, a good run there by Jack.
Matt Lears looks to the sideline, gets the play, and relays it to the team in the huddle. 8:15 in the clock moving here in quarter number one. Pistol snap will come from Cooper Baxter. Lears gives it straight ahead, and it's the fullback again. Diving down to the 25-yard line, Ja'Kari Washington, almost 7 yards. We'll give him 6 there on the first down plays. Holton getting pretty positive gains here on each snap.
Yeah, another huge sign right there, getting 7 yards, almost 7 yards with the fullback on first down. Talk about needing to stop Holton. You don't stop the fullback, it's going to be a long night for the defense.
7-0, Hayden leads. Holton second and 6. Here's the give to Booth. Gets through there. First down inside the 20. He'll be tackled in the red zone, close to the 17-yard line. Harry Booth so quick and hits that hole so hard. Holton's got another first down. That is their fourth one here on this opening possession.
Playing fast, getting downhill. Really not even in danger yet of not getting a first down.
The line of scrimmage. The wind at their back here in the first quarter. Here's the give to Booth. Cuts it back between the hashes. Takes it inside the 15. Who tackled it about the 14-yard line by Jude Conrad. That was a gain of 3. It'll bring up 2nd and 7.
And a play that looks like there's nothing there, and he still gets a good, healthy 3, almost 4 yards on that play. Nice job there by the center, Cooper Baxter. Dalton Roush, it looked like, on the left side of that offensive line.
Third time this season that Holton has trailed in the first half of a ball game. Ball continuing to run here in the first quarter, down to 6:45. Holton's got a 2nd down and 7 from the Hayden 14. Lears hands it off to Booth, left side. He gets a block at the 5, stays on his feet, and dives close to the end zone. He's tackled at about the 1. Harry Booth with a nice lead block by the center, Cooper Baxter, that time. It'll be goal to go here from the 1.
All those little things, Justin. That was not a huge hole, but everybody got a hat on a hat, and Garrison Booth hit the hole full speed and almost got a touchdown as he's tackled down at the 1-yard line.
It's a 12-play drive that has taken nearly 6 minutes off the clock for Holton. They're looking to tie this game up. Goal to go from the 1-yard line. Lear's still in the pistol. He'll get the snap, and he'll hand it to Booth, and carries in there as he tucks free behind the left guard, Dalton Roush, and Holton scores a touchdown on their opening drive, covering 75 yards in 12 plays.
That's a great answer for the Holton Wildcats. Is Hayden had a lot of momentum and excitement after the opening kickoff, and Holton just says, hey, let's slow down a little bit. Let's get a little 13-play drive and a touchdown. Positive yards on every play, a couple penalties mixed in on Hayden. Very business-like effort drive there for the Wildcats, and they're an extra point away from tying this football game.
Gary Booth's 11th rushing touchdown of the year. He had 4 of them last week. Good snap, the hold by Ashton Schrick, and Matt Lears is now 34 out of 34 kicking PATs this season. Holton has tied Hayden. It's 7-7 in the Battle of State-ranked Wildcats, and we'll return after a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
This is Kansaland Country.
Justin Fluke along with Brandon Tadman, Mike Tanking, and Jake Spaulding back with you at Holton High School. 7-7 tie with 6:12 on the first quarter clock. That drive officially went 11 plays. The 12th was technically a penalty that Holton got a conversion on 3rd and 1 because Hayden jumped. So 11 plays, 75 yards. Gary Booth, the one-yard touchdown run. The scoring drive brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire and Holton, online at WilsonTireKS.com. And we'll try this for a second time. Holton kicking off, and Hayden set to return.
See if Matthew Lears can get a little more air under the ball. That last kickoff was a little bit more of a line drive, and coverage unit didn't get down there quite as quickly. Much better. Look at that.
Dunshee and Trickle are the return guys. Matt Lear says, heck with you, I'm kicking it into the end zone. And with the wind at his back, that's probably a pretty good idea. Just kick it into the end zone and not give Hayden a chance for the return.
Yep. Great kick there. Seen that a few times. He's got a handful of touchbacks this year, 6 or 8 probably.
We saw Lear's warming up with the wind at his back in this direction during the pregame, and he would have been good from like 45
to
yards.
50. I mean, legit, 45, 50, and these weren't line drive kicks. They were up high, and he got a lot of leg into a lot of those. We'll see if that comes into play tonight. I don't think they'd hesitate to throw him out there from 45 if they need to.
First offensive play for Hayden tonight is a give right side. It's Dunshee trying to spread it out to the outside. He's hit by Ashton Trick, and he's tackled. Jace Boswell came up there and filled and made the play near the line of scrimmage. Great job by Schrick. Ashton, the far side corner. Eli Hallauer, the near side corner, because Caleb Hernandez is still out with an injury. Hayden gains nothing there on first down.
Those corners will be tested tonight, not only in the pass game, but also the run game, right? They're trying to get to the outside, and Ashton Schrick did a good job coming up, making a physical tackle for a 1 yard loss. Nice job there.
Jet Wallmeyer, 55 out of 72, passing the football this season. He's got a 2nd and 11, and a timeout call by Coach Bill Arnold is Hayden, kind of like Holton, struggling to get on the same page there to call snaps offensively here to start this game. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn online at popcorngifts.net, located just west of Whitey. Back after another quick 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is Kansaland Country.
2nd down and 11. Hayden's got the football. We're tied 7-7 here at Holton. Midway point of the first quarter. Little motion by Hayden out of their first timeout. They'll throw it out here in the flat. Ball's caught at the 20 and tackled by Gary Booth, who flies up there from his linebacker spot, makes a quick tackle on Jensen Trickle. Trickle, the sophomore, danced quite a bit, and he gets a gain of just 3 yards after grabbing that wide receiver screen.
And I just said the corners for Holton will be tested, and you know that Hayden is going to try to get the ball to the perimeter. This time they throw it out to the perimeter, and it's the linebacker, the outside backer, Gary Booth, coming up and making a play at the line of scrimmage, and it's 3rd and long.
Hayden needs about 8 yards here. They need to get the football to the 30-yard line. To the line of scrimmage is Carter Charvat. He's the center. Hayden will send 2 receivers right and 2 receivers left. Wallmeyer is alone in the backfield. He brings a man in motion to the far side. He wants to pass. Here comes pressure. He's hit. The ball's fumbled. It's loose at the 20, and they're going to say incomplete as Holton came with senior Charlie Gilliland, and he just lit up the Hayden quarterback like a Christmas tree.
Left-handed quarterback, never saw him coming. They put a man in motion, and Gilliland came up to the line of scrimmage. There is a flag on the play on the far side of the field. Let's see what we got here. But Gilliland just lit him up, and they called it an incomplete pass. It's going to be an illegal formation against Hayden. Holton will decline, and it's fourth down. Big play for the defense. 4:45 to go here in the opening quarter, and boy, Holton's defense made a statement. They had a tackle for a loss. Quarterback sack or incompletion as the ball went flopping free, and now having to punt it away, Jensen Trickle is the punt man. He's not too far back. It's fourth down, isn't it? Why are they still going? Now they kick it. Still at third down on the marker over there. Holton had nobody back deep. I was confused for a minute. I thought it was fourth down, but they never switched it on the chain gain, and this ball will roll down and die at about the 20-yard line. So a pretty good punt, especially with the conditions. And Holton will have to start at their own 20, 56-yard punt with no return. So, yeah, short snap, Holton with nobody back. It was fourth down, even though the down marker said third down as they declined the penalty. Either way, a quick three and out for Holton. They get the ball at their own 20. That's something we talked about here on the Holton channel a lot over the first few weeks is Holton's defense. You know, we nitpick a little bit. Not enough three and outs. They're getting some stops, but the teams are moving the ball against them. A good offense like Hayden, their first offensive possession, and Holton's defense steps up and gets that three and out. Tied 7-7 as Holton will have it at their own 20. Hayden made a statement on special teams, but then the Holton offense and now the Holton defense have both made statements themselves. Here's Lears handing it off in a straight-ahead run to the second man through. It's a gain of about two for Jace Boswell, who's tackled by inside linebacker Jude Conrad. Conrad leading Hayden with 55 tackles through the first 6 weeks of this season. These teams have cruised each of the last 4 weeks. Holton's got second down and a long seven or short eight here with the double tight wishbone set. Lears will take the snap and a counter play. That's Boswell stepping over a man, made it one miss. He's at the 40 to the 50. Boswell near sideline to the Hayden 30. A stiff arm as he's chased from behind and will be tackled inside the 15. He was caught by Jensen Trickle from behind with a big play. In fact, the longest run of the season for Jace Boswell as Holton is back in the red zone. 63 yards on the run. Love the getting into the secondary with the big fella. But then you see Tyler Phillips, the right tackle, was 15 yards deep, getting a block on the safety to spring the rest of that run. And Jace Boswell gets inside the 15-yard line with the big first down run. 63 yards for Boswell on the carry. And now Holton will go straight ahead and not get much on first and 10 here from the 14. Holton looking for their first lead of the game as we go under 3.5 minutes remaining in this first quarter. Still Jakari Washington out there. We still haven't seen Jaden Fletcher, who's cleared to play, warmed up, and Holton may be a little bit careful with him as this game progresses. Second down and 9 to go as Holton is taking their time in the huddle. It is senior night, Holton's last home game of the regular season. They play at Jeff West next week. Hayden has a non-district game next week against Hiawatha. Here's the give, left side. Gary Booth, 10 to the 5, and he's stopped. It'll be, I think, real close to a first down, maybe just short. Tackle made at the 5-yard line by number 5, Dylan Foster, and it is third down and less than 1. Got to be fun to be a play caller when the offense is churning out first downs like this. You feel like you can run anything on the play sheet, and you're going to have some success. Offensive line is making running lanes. The backs are taking advantage of every opportunity to run the football hard. And again, four down territory here, third and 1 inside the 10. They'll snap it from the 5-yard line to Lears at the pistol. They break up the bone. Booth in the slot on the right. The give is to Boswell. He's at the 3. He's at the 2. Big pile. They're pushing back and forth, and a flag on this play as well. Finally blown dead. Down close to 1. The 1-yard line is Jace Boswell before the whistle's finally stopped.
This is going to be an illegal motion against Holton. I think they had somebody moving forward at the snap, so they're going to move back 5. Again, it didn't kill the play, but Hayden will obviously take this penalty, and Holton with their first flag of the night.
And at an inopportune time here in the red zone, because now it's going to be third down and 6 yards to go as Holton tries to break this 7-7 tie with 2:21 to go here in the first quarter. That four down territory, but if it's third and long, maybe not. Maybe you kick a field goal here. So we'll see what happens on the third down play. 63-yard run by Jace Boswell set up Holton in this scoring position. Lears will send Boswell over to a slot in the left. Booth and Washington are in the backfield. It's third down and about 6 yards to go. Hayden showing a blitz. Lears gets the snap. Hands it to Booth. Big hole left side. He's at the 5. There he's into the end zone.
for the second time tonight. Gary Booth with rushing touchdown number 12 on the season as Holton scores despite the penalty. It's a 10-yard rushing touchdown.
Big hole over the left side of that offensive line as Holton went with a hard count. Hayden didn't jump, but it didn't matter. Big hole, big run, and touchdown Gary Booth and the Wildcats with their first lead of the night.
Matt Lears will try to tack on one. Holton is 3-for-3 on third downs now in this first quarter. Good placement, trick. The kick by Lears is up. Lots of distance, and it is wide right. Just missed wide right for the perfect streak snap there for Lears. But the Holton defense looks great, a 3-and-out, and the Holton offense is 2-for-2 with touchdown scoring drives. Holton ahead 13-7 as we take a quick 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Soon they're going to be starting to pull cattle off of grass, going to start thinking about getting the combines rolling, getting everything ready for harvest.
That's Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
Be on the lookout and know that farmers are going through a busy, stressful time of year, and all we're trying to do is have a safe, productive harvest.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is Candleland Country.
Holton goes 80 yards in just 5 plays and a 10-yard touchdown run by Gary Booth. Again, it was set up by the 63-yard run by Jace Boswell. And Holton able to take the lead 13-7 despite the missed PAT attempt. With a minute 57 left to go here in the first quarter, Hayden set to return a kick for the third time tonight. They return the opening one for a 92-yard touchdown. We'll see if their offense can do something. Here's last kick went through the end zone. This one's going to bounce and roll off through the back of the end zone as well. Brandon, your first chance to see Holton and Hayden this year. What's the early thoughts here in this key undefeated or state-ranked matchup?
Well, you look at the scoreboard right now. You see late first quarter. You see 13-7. You say, okay, we're back and forth a little bit. But really, in all reality right now, through the first 10 minutes, Holton has truly dominated this game. The lone touchdown off the opening kickoff for Hayden. If they don't get that, who knows? The first offensive possession for Hayden, this will be number two. They were quickly 3-and-out and only gained 3 yards. Holton's had it twice. 2 long drives, 2 touchdowns. So right now it's been all Holton despite just a 6-point game.
Hayden starts at their own 20-yard line again. Man in motion is Schrickle. They hand it off straight ahead and get about 4 yards there on first down. Jaden Fletcher is out there playing defense for Holton. So we mentioned not offensively yet seen in the backfield, but Fletcher out there with Lears as the safety. Schrick and Hallauer are the corners. Boswell and Booth are the linebackers, along with Rylan Ammon and Charlie Gilliland on the outside. Right now in the middle, you got Cooper Baxter with Roush and Barnett on his side. It's second down and about 6 yards to go. Hayden moving right to left. That single wing offense, receiver to the right. They handed to Dungey around the right side. He's tackled from behind by Charlie Gilliland, but a positive gain of another 3 or 4 yards is going to make it third and manageable here for Hayden. As Brandon mentioned, looking for their initial first down of this game. They're 0-for-1 on third downs. Charlie Gilliland came through and got to the quarterback on the last, what was third down and 8. This one's going to be third down and about 2.
We saw the Holton defense on that second down play as they come out in a tight formation. Holton really loaded up the box, definitely expecting the run on that play. We'll see if Hayden goes to the play action at some point out of that same formation later.
45 seconds left in the quarter. Third down and short for Hayden. The give is to the fullback. Penalty flags fly. It is a first down, but let's check the flags. Actually, yeah, 3 of them thrown.
They've all got the same thing. It's an illegal shift as they put a man in motion, and then the other slot back moved as well. And so two guys in motion, Holton will move them back, and it'll be third down all over again.
Well, maybe Hayden will be tempted to pass. They're 1-for-2 in the passing game. Luckily, they got the incompletion off before the sack, and it wasn't a fumble. Their other completion went for negative yards on a little wide receiver screen. So now Hayden's got third down and about 7 after the penalty. Was that a first down? 30 seconds left to go here in the opening quarter. Holton now ahead by 6. Two receivers come to the near side, Dungey and Schrickle. 2 men in the backfield with Jet Wallmeyer, the sophomore QB. on third down and long. Here's a play action and a fake reverse. They set up the screen. Back over to Schinkel. Makes the catch, and he gets the first down. Cuts back to the middle at the 30, 35. Coming to the near sideline at the 40. Chased by Hallauer and tackled, but up to the 49-yard line. That is a 26-yard gain on a play that had a lot of different elements to it. We saw motion, and then it kind of faked and set up the screen back to the motion man, and it's a good play for Hayden to get a first down.
You know, every time Hayden comes to town, there's going to be three or four things, three or four wrinkles that you haven't seen on film, and there's one of them right there. Key time, a third down and seven. They go to the screen pass, and Jensen Strickle is definitely a speedster for them. They get a first down out around midfield. They needed that really bad, did Hayden?
Don't forget tonight during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, we'll pick a player to bank on, presented by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and also alignment of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. We're at the end of the first quarter. Our score is Holton 13 and Hayden 7. We return in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is currently hiring for part-time and full-time pharmacy technicians. Only a high school diploma is required, as other training will be provided for you. Competitive wages and benefits. If you or somebody you know is interested in the pharmacy technician positions at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, drop off your resume in person at Medical Pharmacy. Medical Pharmacy is located adjacent to the Holton Hospital, or you can contact Joe Gilliland directly at 785-364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Kansas Land Country.
And welcome back. Our game of the week here on KNTA. A deep shot down the far sideline is incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 for the Hayden offense. 13-7, the Holton lead. Brandon Salmon joined by Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Jake Spaulding, all part of the broadcast team. Two drives, two touchdowns for the Holton Wildcats. And now on the move, really for the first time in this ball game, is Hayden. Got a big play up near midfield, and then that incomplete pass makes it second and 10, just shy of midfield at the 49-yard line.
Didn't take long to take a shot after they had the wind at their back.
Well, Jet Wallmeyer, exactly. A sophomore quarterback takes the snap, and initial movement up front is going to cause a flag, and it's going to be a 5-yard penalty against Hayden. So we've seen some penalties hurt him here in the first quarter. That carries over here early portions of quarter number two. It'll back him up to about second down and 15.
Yeah, two of them against the defense, and now two of them against the offense. Four penalties for 20 yards here in the first half for Hayden.
And we talked in the pregame about the battle at the line of scrimmage and how this is by far and away the biggest and probably most talented group that this Holton Wildcats team has seen, but at least through a quarter and change, Holton has held their own, no doubt about that, in that department. So after the penalty, second down and 15. Sophomore Wallmeyer under center, give left side, and not much. Maybe a yard, and that's it. Good push up front by the Holton defensive line, and maybe a yard, and that's going to bring up third down and long, third and 14 after a short game.
Yeah, it looked like Dalton Roush and Ryland Ammon in there on the tackle to the leading tacklers for the Holton Wildcat defense, and that's a staple play for the Hayden Wildcats, that little motion and give it to the motion man out of the flex bone formation. No gain, and it's third down and really long here in their own territory.
Haven't passed much as this Hayden offense, but they certainly can do so with their sophomore in Jet Wallmeyer. Takes the snap. It's going to be play action. Stands tall in the pocket. We've seen this play before, and it's incomplete. That's fortunate. It wasn't a fumble, but they looked for Finn Dunshee out of the backfield, and the pass is too high. Incomplete. Now fourth and long.
Even if that pass was completed, Charlie Gilliland was right there defensively. Holton had it defended pretty darn well, and Hayden's going to be forced to punt. Yeah, Charlie saw that play once, got burned by it. This time was all over it. That was going to be a tackle for loss, and Brandon's right. That was nearly a backwards pass, and it falls incomplete. They call it forwards, and Hayden will have to punt the football here at their own 45.
Well, Hayden's fortunate at this point to get that opening kickoff for a touchdown because they have not been able to sustain much offensively. Now they're going to have to punt it away from left to right. Pretty good boot by Wallmeyer. Again, nobody back for Holton. It's going to bounce inside the 15. Rest up right there at the 15-yard line. So
Since the opening kickoff for a touchdown by Hayden, they've had two drives and two punts. So the Holton defense playing very stout here, a quarter and change into this first half.
Both punts not putting anybody back to return the kick. Why? Well, the offense has looked pretty good. Doesn't matter if they start their own 15, own 20, own 30. Let the ball die down there at the 15, put the offense back on the field, right?
Yeah, this offensive line for Holton has done a bang-up job here early. They are just moving the ball at will. Gary Booth, a couple of touchdowns already. He has 12 on the year and continues his strong play, and he'll be in the backfield as Holton will have another possession, leading 13-7 a minute into this second quarter. Battle of state-ranked 3A teams. Spears will take the snap, get to the running back, and good open field tackle. They give it to Booth there, left side. Good first down run. They get three, bring up second down in about seven, just shy of the 20-yard line.
See Hayden mixing it up. They go to a five-man front, having no success with that 4-4 and going to a five-man front, an odd front. Got somebody head up over the nose now. Holton has adjustments on their own side. They go to a five-man front. There's certain plays that work better against the five versus the four-man front.
Ball between the hash marks, second down, and call it a long seven here for the Holton Wildcats, leading 13-7 early second quarter. Clears the snap. It's going to be an option pitch right side. This is Jace Boswell with some room. A first down run across the 25, banging off a couple wimpy tacklers and out near the 30 for a first down.
And that's one of them. Five-man front means one less backer to flow to the football, and you get to the outside, and Jace finishes strong with a nice run there.
For the 29, it's a gain of 11 yards and a first down.
First time we've seen the option by Holton, and we haven't seen it a ton this year, but we know what Matt Lears could do from previous seasons, and, boy, that makes Holton so dangerous in the option game with a quarterback that not only can take it to the house but has running backs that can do the same.
First down and 10, Holton continues to move the ball well here on offense. 13-7 lead. The lone touchdown for Hayden with the opening kickoff, 92 yards. Lears takes the snap here on first and 10. It's Boswell once again here to the near side across the 40. Good open field tackle to the 43, but not before another 13-yard pickup and another Holton first down.
Gashing the defense, and it's the second back through again. You get a false step by the linebacker, and also Dalton Roush got a hat on a linebacker as well. 13 yards, and Jace Boswell now 99 yards rushing on six carries here in the first half.
Averaging 7 yards a carry coming in.
He was averaging about 3 yards a carry through the first 4 weeks. That's when he was playing fullback, but Holton had three starting tailbacks get injured, so Boswell shifted, and man, he's made a great impact. A
couple first downs already here on this drive. First and 10, Holton, near side hash at their own 43. And a straight dive up the middle. Gary Booth on the carry across the 45. They'll mark him down at the 47, so a solid pickup of four. And it's second down and six, just shy of midfield.
Garrison Booth now 11 carries for 73 yards here in the first half. Holton with 9 first downs. Hayden has 1 first down.
An impressive start here for Holton. Beautiful night, a little bit gusty, but a beautiful crowd as well. Second to last week here in the regular season of high school football. 13-7, Holton, they're on the move. Second down and 6, shy of midfield. Once again, the 5-down defensive front. And it's Booth once again to the outside, breaks the tackle. He's at the 35-30, makes the man miss, ripped down inside the 25 to the 24. And a monster gain of about 27 yards. And right now, Holton cannot be stopped with this rushing attack. Hayden is searching for answers, trying to get something done.
That run puts him over 100 yards rushing, so you've got 200-yard rushers in the first half in Boswell and Booth. And this is another scoring opportunity for the Holton Wildcats.
Chance to create a little bit more separation. Holton leading 13-7, 8:42, clock moving second quarter. They have it first down and 10 inside the 25 at the 24, so chasing up on the red zone entry once again. Lears takes the snap, gives up the middle. This is Washington, or correction, that's going to be Boswell again. And another good first down carry into the red zone, inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line. So a gain of 6, second and 4.
Looking at your stat sheet, Tank, and Holton plays, they've had like two plays that have gained less than 4 yards. That yardage per rush is high again here in week number 7. 22 carries for 216, almost 10 yards per rushing attempt so far.
Still
in a clinic.
Still 8 minutes left to go here in the first half. They're knocking on the door of the end zone once again, second and 4 inside the red zone. Hayden does a good job here, but still going to be close to a first down at about the 15-yard line. They continue to just gash the middle of this Hayden defensive line. It looks like they'll be just shy of it, third and about a football length for Hayden, and or correction, Holton. And they haven't had to worry about many third and longs. When they have been in third down territory, it's been third and short for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an offense that you just can't let get into third and short situations. If you're Hayden, you've got to have better success on first down. Holton has been very successful on first down.
The ball is between the 14 and the 15. Holton really just needs the 14 for a first down, and they will have it. They'll dive it over the left guard. And how about Boswell pushing inside the 10? Now goal-to-go scenario here. It'll be first and goal at about the 8-yard line between the hash marks.
Hayden mixing it up now on this drive. They went 5-man front, didn't have a lot of success. Now back to the 4-man front the last couple plays here. Holton will go to a lot more straight-ahead runs against that 4-man front. That's what that was, and Boswell gets 8 yards between the tackles.
First down and goal from the 8 for Holton. They lead 13-7, 6:45 clock moving first half. Looking for their third touchdown on their third drive of the game. Clears looking back into the backfield, settles, and takes the snap. And the give is to Booth inside. The 5 he'll go, and looks about down to the 3. Correction, Jaden Fletcher. So, again, we talked about him not playing much here early. Looks like he comes back, and now he is in there. Gets it inside the 5 to about the 3, second and goal.
Hayden was averaging over 8 yards a carry, had almost 400 yards in the first 4 games, missed the last couple. Good to see him back out there on offense.
Saw him playing some defense in the first quarter, but he is out there lined up left side in the slot. Second and goal from the 3. Holton trying to extend their lead. And the give is to the running back and across the goal line and in. Gary Booth once again finds the end zone. And at 5:52 left here in the second quarter, a 19-7 Holton lead.
Guys, this hasn't been a fair fight. When Holton is on the field offensively, this hasn't been a fair fight. The offensive line is absolutely destroying the defensive front for Hayden. The backs are running as hard as they did a week ago, and Holton now with a 2-score lead midway through the second quarter.
How about 3 touchdowns for Gary Booth, make it 13 on the year. A 19-7 lead here, pending the extra point.
Go for 2 and try to make up for that missed last time attempt.
They will go for 2 as Lears settles under center, takes the snap, looking left. It's option left, a nice fake, shimmies himself into the end zone for 2. And an 8-point scoring drive makes it 21-7 at 5:52 left here in the first half. It is all Holton in the Battle of Wildcats. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment for our Game of the Week here on KNZA and the Holton Channel as well at MSCSports.net.
Join GN Bank in Horton today from 11:30 to 1 for a community appreciation free lunch. Swing by our drive-thru where you will find our staff serving a delicious pulled pork lunch that can be enjoyed on the go. We hope to see you today from 11:30 to 1 at GN Bank, 110 East 8th Street in Horton. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
This is Kansaland Country.
Another impressive drive for the Holton offense. A 2-point conversion by Matt Lears. 21-7 Holton over undefeated Hayden here. 5:52 left in the first half. Brandon Tabman, Mike Tanking, Justin Fluke, Colin Feldkamp, our studio engineer. And like you said right before the break, it really hasn't been close. Holton has dominated this game through a quarter and a half. And let's see if Hayden has some kind of answer, because Holton on both sides of the ball, just fantastic here in the first half.
Really probably the first adversity that Hayden has faced much of this season. And the total yards here in the first half, Brandon, 233 for Holton, only 37 for Hayden. That was 85 yards on that last drive, and Holton ran 11 plays. But they only had one of those 11 plays that was a third down snap, getting continuous big chunks in the scoring drive presented by Wilson Tire in Holton on Selection and Service Matter. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire.
Now Matt Lear is going to squib one, and Hayden's going to have good field position here, down at about the 32, so not taking any chance on a return. It was J.C. Cummings, and Hayden's going to take over first and 10, now moving left to right, down 21-7 here at Holton, just under 6 minutes before the half.
Now, Hayden does have big play capabilities. Yeah, they've only got 37 yards of offense, but there's a lot of speed in that backfield. They've got receivers that can go get it. They got a quarterback that can sling it. If you're a Holton fan and you think this one's over, Hayden's got other things on their mind. I promise you they're not done scoring points tonight. Nemoth Central leading Riley County 14-0. Atchison ahead of Perry LeCompton 7-0. Tabitha blowing out Horton 35-0. And Centralia leading their game 7-6.
Scoring updates all night brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And on 1st and 10, we get the pre-snap penalty. And once again, this one going against Hayden. That's going to back them up 5. They stay and continue to play from behind the sticks. It's going to be 1st and 15.
And that's just simply a delay of game, Brandon. They had the first play of the series, and they didn't get the playoff in the 25 seconds on the clock.
So if you're Bill Armour right now, you're probably stumbling and fumbling through your playbook trying to figure out what might work and how to get this offense moving a little bit. They have one first down, and this is their third possession.
First down and 15 for Hayden. 5:52 left, first half. They trail here at Holton 21-7. It's going to be a shotgun set 4 wide. Bring a man in motion here to the near side for Tripps. They'll throw it to the far side. It's caught in the flat, but it is played well by the defensive back, Eli Hallauer, who's then on the stop. Just a short gain of about 3, not quite the penalty yardage back. It'll be second down and 12.
Holton's corners have gotten so much better the last few weeks. They saw a lot of passes against Rossville last week. Holton will allow those short passes all night long. Keep it in front of you. Come up. Make the open field tackle. Great job by Hallauer and Gary Boots, the outside backer, was flying over there as well.
Especially now you have a 2-touchdown lead. Certainly more than willing to let Hayden keep kind of dinking and dunking because Holton is certainly in the right spots to make those plays. Second down and 12 from the 30. Coming up on 5 minutes left until halftime. It's a low snap, ball's on the turf, and able to pick it up and throw it out of bounds is Jet Wallmeyer. That could have been an absolute disaster, but still, third down and 12 coming up after the miscue on the snap and the incomplete pass.
Yeah, high school now, you can throw the ball away if you're outside the pocket. Smart play there by Wallmeyer, but yes, it's third down and long. You can see on the defensive side for Holton the pre-snap communication. As every time they put a man in motion, you see movement by the defense of Holton getting into the right position where they need to be.
We preached the battle of the line of scrimmage on both sides in the pregame, and right now it's all Holton on both sides up front with the heavy. Third down and 12 at the 30. Wallmeyer's going to be under center, and they're going to do play action. We've seen this a couple times. The lefty throws it down the middle of the field, tipped in the air, and nearly intercepted at midfield. It was Matt Lears who jumped up and nearly pulled it down at the 50, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 12, and Holton is just a step ahead of this Hayden offense here in the first half.
They finally throw the ball out of that tight formation. Unfortunately for Hayden, it was on third and long. Holton was looking for the pass, and Matt Lears back there playing center field jumped and timed his jump perfectly as he tipped that ball down to the ground. Hayden now will have to punt the football again on fourth and long.
Fourth down and 12, another punt, at least expected here for the Hayden Wildcats, as Wallmeyer will take the snap and boot it here from left to right. Holton ain't worried about having anybody back there, and it's going to be pretty good field position. Ball lands out of bounds. Official marks it at the 35.
So Hayden's had it twice, or three times, excuse me, and two of those have been three and out. So Holton's defense has played everything except one play almost to perfection here in the first half.
You'd almost say that Holton might like this to be the last possession of the first half as they get the second half kickoff, but as fast as they move the football down the field, I think 4 minutes and 49 seconds might be too much time for that.
Well, if you're Hayden, I mean, just considering how the first half is played, you want to get some kind of a stop here. Whether you get the ball back or not, I think you've got to keep Holton out of the end zone, and they have not been able to do that so far. Clears a low snap here on 1st and 10. Of course, the give to Booth, and he just stumbles and breaks his way into midfield and nearly broke it to the house, but a shoestring tackle, but a big first down run. Move it into Hayden territory, another first down run, and Gary Booth just dominant up the middle, and the offensive line should get a lot of credit for the way they've played.
Yeah, no doubt, and I think you're right, Fred, and this is desperation time for Hayden. They've got to find a big play, got to find a turnover, some sort of stop, and they just can't get a stop or anything positive defensively on first down.
Now, we've seen a handful of plays not go more than double-digit yardage for this Holton offense in the first half. It has been staggering the way they've been able to move the ball against this Hayden defense. Here is Ja'Cari Washington on the carry, and he pulls his way across the 40 down to about the 38. An 8-yard pickup on first down. It looks like they'll mark him just shy of the 38. It'll be second down and a short 2 coming up, and I think we're going to get a timeout on the field. I think a much-needed timeout for Hayden as Holton continues to move the ball. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's time for a break, and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. We'll keep it right here. 3:56 on the clock. 21-7 Holton. And it's just really been domination. You take away the opening kickoff, and that's the only thing right now keeping this thing from being a blowout.
Obviously, thinking I've seen all 7 Holton football games so far, but Mike, I was sitting here thinking that this is about as clean and hard and on the same page that I've seen Holton play all season for any half of football. They've had some dominating, especially second half so far this season, but they haven't had penalties, which have been a factor sometimes, and I'm just seeing so much extra effort by every single player on every single play. This is as good as Holton's looked offensively and defensively, I think, in the half.
No doubt. And I think you look down there on the sideline, you look at them after that timeout. That's kind of like a basketball timeout. That was just a stop-the-momentum timeout for Hayden. There are, 56 kids on the roster? It appears there's 56 kids bought in that were excited at the timeout there, coming to the sideline, everybody celebrating, knowing that they're definitely doing the things they need to do to win a football game.
Out of the timeout, there is 3 minutes and 56 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 21-7, Holton, they have it second down and 2 yards to go at the Hayden 39. In between the hash marks, Lears takes the snap. The give is to Boswell. He'll have a first down run of 4 yards. It will move the chains, and considering how much Holton's been able to move the ball, you almost take a 4-yard chunk every play if you're the Hayden defense, but that one's good enough for a first down. They're not quite there, but haven't seen many short games like that for this Holton offense in the first half.
11 plays touchdown, 5 plays touchdown, 11 plays touchdown, and now Holton on their fourth offensive possession, continuing to get good chunks and move the sticks on first and second down.
First and 10 at the Hayden 35, closer to the near side hash. This is Booth, and finally Hayden gets into the backfield and makes a stop and a loss of a couple on the play. Nicely done finally there by the Hayden defensive line, and that's the first negative play at least that I can remember here in the first half by Holton's offense. It'll bring up second down and 13.
Well, a nice play there by Broderick Desch as he's the man that gets into the backfield and finally gets that tackle for loss. I think it was 44, right?
Yep.
The nose guard wins the battle over the center, Cooper Baxter.
The first tackle for loss of the ballgame.
Second down and 13 for Holton behind the chains for the first time. The Hayden 38-yard line. Under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Give is to Boswell left side. They'll get the lost yardage back, and it'll bring up a third and long scenario.
And Fletcher was on that last carry. The only reason I can tell with Fletcher tonight is for some reason his ankles are both taped up. He had an ankle injury. But he used, and it's October, so it makes sense. He used pink for the ankle tape tonight out there, did Fletcher.
Yeah. Clock moving, 2:25. It's third and 10 for Holton. 21-7 is their lead. Can Hayden get him off the field? Clears under center. He'll take the snap, and he's going to keep it. Quarterback keeper around the end, and he is hit and dropped around the 30. He's going to be shy of the first down.
I think he got enough that Holton's going to go for it here.
Yeah, they are signaling to the sidelines, particularly Gary Booth, who's pointing and saying, let's go. So they get about 5, maybe 6 at best to the Hayden 30, 4th and 5. And Holton's going to go for it. As we're coming up on 2 minutes left here in the first half, they lead it 21-7.
We said desperation time for Hayden. Needed a stop. Here's their opportunity to get off the field on 4th and 5. Big play, and they know it.
Boswell and Fletcher in the backfield. Lears under center on 4th and 5. Snap, option right. The give is to Fletcher. Plenty of room, and he's going to have the first down inside the 25-yard line and down to about the 23 for a gain of 7. They need 5, and it looked like Hayden had a shot for an open field tackle to maybe get him short, but the second effort there by Fletcher, good enough for the first down.
Brandon, they break up the bone, and they put Garrison Booth over there as a slot back on the far side. That's the key block. He's got to get that edge sealed, and he got the corner just enough to where Jaden Fletcher could get the first down. Only needed 5, dove ahead for 7. The Wildcats move the 6.
Clears takes the snap, And the give is to Boswell here up the middle into the red zone inside the 20 to about the 18 for a gain of 4. Fox moving at 1:40 left here in the second quarter. 21-7, Holton with the lead trying to add to it. Call it a long 4, second down and a short 6 coming up.
Now they're going to take some time off that clock, I think. You know, Holton obviously wants to score here, but they definitely can make this the last possession of the half and get the third quarter kickoff.
Aiden desperately needs a stop here at the end of the half. Give left side. And once again, it's Booth on the carry. Shy the 15 to the 16, so just a couple. It's going to bring up another third down, and I think we're going to get another timeout at 1:12 left here in the first half. 21-7, Holton is leading. Again, our timeouts throughout the season brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
If you hustle, you can save big on select in-stock 2022 model Hustler mowers at Heinen Repair and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with their integrated park brake system and their exclusive smooth-track steering. Get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair, south of Valley Falls. And now in Lawrence, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Learn more at HeinenRepair.com and HeinenOPE.com.
This is Kansas Land Country.
Holton on the move. We're down to a minute 12 left here in the first half. Holton leading Hayden in a battle of state-ranked teams, 21-7. Holton knocking at the door, but another third down here. Third down and 3, just inside about the 16-yard line for Hayden. They need about the 13 for a first down.
I think this is four-down territory still. I mean, you have a good kicker, but I think Holton been able to get at least 3 yards on all but one play so far here tonight.
See if they can keep it positive. Third down and 3. Lears takes the snap. The give is to Boswell, and he is met immediately and dropped at the line of scrimmage.
Felt like that snap was a little bit low and kind of disrupted the timing of that play a little bit.
Yeah, it's not the first low snap we've seen tonight, but no gain. So fourth down and 5, and things have definitely been a little more difficult on this drive for Holton. Hayden's done some nice things with this five-man front, really selling out to stop the run.
And blitzing. Now another whistle and a timeout, it looks like.
Holton going to take one. Blitzing backers, though, the A-gap really giving Cooper Baxter fits, and I think they've got some quicker guys up front maybe on their rotation. Found some things they like defensively on this drive.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Brandon, Mike, Justin, Colin back in studio. It's been a dominant showing for Holton here in the first half. A chance to add some more points prior to the half. They're going to get the ball to start the second half. We mentioned it before this drive, how crucial it was for Hayden to get a stop here. Considering how the game is going, you would take it in a heartbeat, and that would be an absolute win if they can keep him off the scoreboard. Justin said four down territory. Looks like they're going to go for it here. And if you, in any way, shape, or form, keep points off the board, if you're Hayden, you got to take it and got to roll with it.
I think if there's not a heavy win tonight, that maybe you kick this, because then you're up 3 scores and you get the ball up 3 scores. But I think with the win being a factor, I think Coach Parda feels pretty confident in his offense. When Holton's needed a little bit more yardage on a bigger play, it's been the option that they've used so far. So I'm interested to see what they go to here on fourth down at almost 5 yards.
And the ball's in between the hash marks, so right in the middle of the field. On fourth down and about 4 from the Hayden 16-yard line. 49 seconds to go until halftime. 21-7, Holton leading Hayden, trying to convert. Here on another fourth down, here on this drive. Man in motion, that's Boswell from left to right. Settles up shop. I think they might be trying to get Hayden to jump here. Now there's 5 on the play clock. Will Lears take the snap? He will not. And we got another timeout.
I think you like that, because yep. How many times have we seen Hayden flinch or come off sides in this game? A few times already. So that was obvious, I guess, what they wanted to do there. I don't know, maybe they do decide to kick it after all. As you mentioned, being in the middle of the field, I think that helps, but this win just kind of pushing the ball a little bit.
Well, we see the flag over there to our right. It's been gusting for the most part, but right now it's kind of settled a little bit. Doesn't feel like there's much wind as there's really been here in the entire first half. It's going to be interesting to see if they do come out of this timeout and take a snap here and go for it.
Because if Hayden gets a stop and Holton doesn't score here, Hayden's going to feel like a win and have momentum, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple things there. First of all, for Holton, they had timeouts. You had nothing to lose. I love it. Go out there, see if you can draw them off sides. They put a man in motion, call timeout.
And now you got a time to regroup, and in fact, they are going to bring the field goal unit on the field. Only about a 33-yard field goal straight on. I like it.
First field goal attempt this season for Matt Lears and Holton.
There it is, Lears. From 33 yards out straight away to extend on the lead late first half. Good snap. Good hold. Kick definitely has the distance, but did he get it
through?
He did. Matt Lears with a 33-yard field goal with 45 seconds left until halftime, extending the Holton lead to 24-7 against Hayden.
And it's now a three-score game. 17 instead of 14. That's a huge kick and a big spot. Gotta love it. Now Hayden doesn't have the momentum that they would have had after a stop, and Holton's still excited, still got some positive things out of that drive.
So does Hayden, how aggressive do they get here with just 45 seconds left? And we'll see if the kickoff is back out of the end zone, as we've seen a couple times here in the first half. And we have not seen very many chunk plays by this Hayden offense.
I think this return might dictate how aggressive Hayden wants to be. If they have it inside their own 25, might not want to try too much. But if they can get a return here and somehow have the football out closer to the 35 or 40, definitely can see him taking some shots with the wind here in this late second quarter.
Well, I doubt we see what Lears did the last time he kicked off from right to left, and that was a little squib kick that was started at about the 35. He would expect him to grip it and rip it here down the field and try to pin them back as far as possible.
So it's
blown up a little bit more.
How about this for total yards? Holton 281, Hayden 39.
Whew. 24-7 would equate to a big lead. They have been dominant, no doubt. Lears set to kick off. We're down to 45 seconds left here in the first half. They have scored on all four of their possessions, three touchdowns, and now a field goal by Lears. And he will squib this one. Hayden going to get an unfortunate bounce there, and it's picked up at the 20. Far side of the field. Good return across the 35, 30, across the 40. Finally shoved out of bounds around the 45. That was a really good return. Jensen Trickle, the sophomore wide receiver, picking that one up on a run. Now 38 seconds to go here, and Hayden's got some room to play with here as they get it up past the 45 and near midfield.
Hayden has one timeout left. They used their last one, I think, right before that. They used one early, and I think they used two on that last drive, Justin. So okay. I think they're out. But 38 seconds, you know they're going to be aggressive here.
Well, you see already the kind of back end of the Holton defense playing past the first down marker. You got four bodies. Now 12, 13 yards away from the line of scrimmage, moving up just a tad. 38 seconds to go until halftime. It's been all Holton. 24-7 is their lead. Hayden has a chance to get something on the board prior to the half. Wallmeyer takes the snap. Malefi fires it down the middle. It is caught. It is a first down play to the 39. Good pitch and catch right there, and it's a first down.
Eden McGibney is a freshman. Nice catch.
And good size. It's 6'2", went up to get that one for the freshman with the big catch. Now here's one in the flats, and another first down pitch and catch to the far side. This time it's the sophomore Schrickle who had the big return. A gain of 12 inside the 30 and down near the 28.
That's two pretty good-looking plays there by Hayden. Only had one first down on their previous three drives. They get back-to-back chain movement here as they try to work a quick last-minute drive here to head to the locker room with a little bit of momentum.
And those two plays, yeah, only 16 seconds off the clock.
Exactly. Clock stops on the first down, and now clock stops out of bounds. Well executed.
You feel like you definitely need a touchdown more than three. 24-7. 22 seconds to go. Hayden's putting something together here. First and 10 at the Holton 29. Moving from left to right. Man in motion here to the near side. A low snap. They're going to take a shot far side towards the end zone, and it's picked off at the 5. Coming up at the 15, 20, making a man miss. It's Matt Lears. Who else? And trying to make out a big return here. He's still on the move at the 32, 35, and he'll finally run out of bounds with 6 seconds to go. Matt Lears, his third interception of the year. No better time than to close out the half, keeping Hayden off the board and securing that 24-7 lead going into the halftime break.
That's something that the sophomore Jet Wallmeyer will learn. You got to know who the playmakers are on that other side of the ball. And if you've watched any film on Holton at all, Matt Lears is a playmaker in the secondary, and he's going to be around the football. You've got to look him off with your eyes. He stared down his receiver the entire time. Matt Lears comes over and intercepts the football at the 6-yard line and carries it all the way out past the 35. And Holton's got to feel really good about that first half of football.
Sears will take the snap here, and the ball's on the turf. And until the final play here in the first half.
Let's just go to the locker.
So it's going to be a turnover. It's a fumble, and there's still 1 second on the clock. So how about this turn of events as Hayden's going to have a shot here at the end zone?
Now Coach Bart is wishing he would have just taken a knee, right?
Yep.
But Matt Lears is back there. The Hilton will defend here with just one play. You know, Lears almost had an interception earlier in this first half and batted one down. That time it was kind of easy as he was just playing center field and, as Tank mentioned, had the perfect read on that deep shot.
So 1 second to go. Hayden's going to have one shot, first and 10 at the Hilton 36 after the turnover, and now a whistle and a timeout.
Told you they had a timeout.
Yeah, you're right.
You two look at each other. I told you he had a timeout.
Listen to the experienced pro.
Hey, I got to give credit where credit is due. The only reason I knew they had one timeout left is because I asked Tyler, and he's keeping track of timeouts on the Hilton Channel screen.
There you
so
go.
I cheated a little bit.
You're closer to the computer.
I'll give Tyler credit on that one.
Get our timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 1 second to go. Expect Hayden to take a shot into the end zone. Down 24-7. It's been all Hilton in this first half. And even despite that turnover, you cannot let Hayden get a Hail Mary touchdown here because that will change the entire momentum of the game going into the break. As long as you keep him out, 24-7, the momentum is still all yours, and you get the ball to start the second half.
Here's the other key for Hilton, too, defensively. Don't necessarily assume that Hayden's going to throw this into the end zone. They've got some speedy kids. If they can get a kid in some space, you got to wrap the kid up.
Must
right?
be a hook and ladder somewhere.
There could be something real tricky coming right here. You know this playbook is very deep over there with Bill Arnold. He's got something drawn up that the Wildcats got to be ready for. Just make sure you wrap up, knock the ball down, try to intercept it if it's into the end zone. Big play coming up here.
More scores coming up at halftime, but two close ones I want to mention real quick. Nemaw Central only leading at Riley County 20-12 at halftime. Nemaw leads Riley, and Adson leading Perry LeCompton 14-6. Another close halftime game. Scoring update from Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
Nemaw Central, Riley County on KMZA 92.1. Atchison Perry, that's on Care 93.7. Final play here of the first half. Wallmeyer in the shotgun, takes the snap. He will take a shot down the middle towards the end zone, and it's batted down incomplete. It had no chance. Good defense on the back end, and we are at the half as it's Hilton leading Hayden 24-7. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Hilton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Hilton on Highway 16. All Hilton in this battle of state-ranked 3A teams on their home field. It's Hilton 24, Hayden 7. Halftime is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, is now seeing patients at Hilton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries, as well as fracture management. For more info or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com for more info. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Hilton Community Hospital, where you can count on care close to home.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Hilton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
There's gold, and there's fool's gold. There's Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, and, well, there's only one Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, and it's 7 miles west of Hilton. It's the place to save on tires. With Wilson's Direct 110% price match guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town and save.
There's only one Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
This is Kansaland Country.
Our score at the half, Holton 24, Hayden 7. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon Tamman, Mike Tanking, Justin Flute, Colin Feldkamp here on our Game of the Week, KNCA 103.9, also live streaming on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net. In a battle of two of the top three teams, arguably in Class 3A, taking Andale out of the picture, you could say these are the next two teams up. Certainly didn't look like it in the first half as Holton dominated on their way to this 24-7 lead. They did it on both fronts. They won the battle at the line of scrimmage. We talked about that in the pregame, but obviously there's still another half of football to be played and certainly some other things can happen. But for now, 24 minutes in, Holton in a pretty good spot here.
Yeah, instead of going back and forth just to go through the first half team by team, for Holton it was 11 plays, 75 yards, 1 yard TD by Gary Booth. And then Holton went 5 plays, 80 yards, 10-yard touchdown by Booth, set up by a 63-yard run by Jace Boswell. Holton's third drive, also a touchdown. 11 plays again, 85 yards, and a Gary Booth touchdown run for the second time in the half. Then Holton's fourth drive before the break resulted in a 33-yard field goal as Holton ran 11 plays and went 61 yards in that possession before Matt Lears was good from 33 yards out, making Holton ahead 24-7. So Hayden 7 came on the opening kick as they had the 92-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. But after that, they had three and out. They had one first down on their second possession before punting, then another three and out on their third possession. Actually had a couple first downs and nice pass plays, but then threw an interception on their next to last drive before halftime. So, yeah, Hayden with just a few first downs, and as Tank mentioned, the yardage, kind of like the score and the time of possession and the number of plays run, all pretty lopsided here at the break.
Yeah, big numbers, no doubt about it, for this Holton rushing attack. And that's just the craziest thing about it, to me at least, kind of seeing it from the outside looking in, seeing the stats that Holton puts up every single week. They've thrown, what, 13 passes all year? They average 400 yards on the ground. Everybody they play knows exactly what they're going to do, yet nobody can really stop it. I just think that's the most impressive part about it. And then you see a team coming in like Hayden, who's state-ranked, who has, you know, their sights set on a state championship run in the playoffs, and you just see this Holton team gashing them like it's a team that's 0-6.
Yeah, it was very impressive, especially in the first quarter, early second quarter. Now, I will say this. I think Hayden made some adjustments on that last drive after Holton got into Hayden territory. We were talking about desperation time for Hayden, got to get a stop. They were able to force the field goal, and don't overlook the fact that they forced a fumble on that last offensive play for Holton. So if Hayden wants to be any part of this football game, they've got to find some answers defensively. They've yet to turn Holton over as far as getting them to fourth down or making them punt. Holton has scored on every possession except for that fumble before halftime, so it's got to start there for Hayden. But then also offensively, they got some questions to answer there as well. As they've only got 3 first downs. Got to do a little bit through the air there at the end. But how about this for Hayden? 9 rushing yards in the first half.
And I said it in the pregame, and a key for Holton coming into this game tonight was considering how balanced that Hayden has been coming in. You look at what they've been able to do. They rush it for almost 200 yards a game, and they throw it for almost 174. I said it in pregame, if you can stop them in one of those aspects, make them kind of more one-dimensional, you mentioned right there just 9 rushing yards. And that's not being able to have that balance, not being able to kind of mix that in, and everything up front is being stuffed. It's going to be really hard because you look at the offense for Hayden, very good up front, a lot of big size, rarely ever called the name Joe Otting, who's the Notre Dame commit. You know, watching him in the first half, they move him around a little bit on the defensive line. Holton's done a great job kind of staying away from him. Haven't really called him them out. But, you know, this Hayden team's set up because a lot of their playmakers are underclassmen. So you're seeing some growing pains, I think. But it's impressive what they've been able to do. But Holton's just been too dominant here. And if you're Hayden, you have to get a start, or a stop, I should say, to start the third quarter. Holton will have the ball coming out of the half. It's 24-7. Holton will step aside. Another timeout. We'll continue with our halftime show in just a moment. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important.
You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Score at the half, Holton leads Hayden 24-7. Battle of state-ranked teams in Class 3A. Brandon Sabin, Mike Tanking, Justin Flute, Colin Fellkamp, all part of the broadcast team. Holton has been dynamite on both sides of the ball, and Hayden had an opportunity at the end of the half to get a shot up into the end zone after a Holton turnover. It was batted incomplete. Holton gets the ball to start the second half. Again, just a dominant showing, and the stats will show it.
The stats in the first half are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. It's the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Service and NEK Tax Services. Sorry, thanks.
That's all right. First half stats, they go like this. We'll start with Holton. The Holton Wildcats finished the first half with 14 first downs. They have 278 yards rushing on 37 carries, averaging 7.5 yards per carry. Holton did not attempt a pass in the first half. They have 278 total yards of offense. Holton had one turnover in the first half. That was a fumble there right before the break, and they have one penalty for 5 yards. Individually, the Wildcats of Holton are led on the ground by Garrison Booth. Gary has 18 carries for 123 yards and 3 touchdowns. He has all 3 touchdown runs for the Wildcats. Jace Boswell has 10 carries for 117 yards. Jakari Washington has 5 carries for 20 yards. Jaden Fletcher has 3 carries for 13 yards. And Matthew Lears has 1 carry for 5 yards. Again, Matthew Lears did not attempt a pass in the first half. For Hayden, the Hayden Wildcats finished the first half with 3 first downs. They have 9 yards rushing on 4 carries, averaging a little over 2 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 5 of 12 through the air for 56 yards, so Hayden has just 65 total yards of offense here at halftime. Hayden had one turnover. That was an interception, and they have 5 penalties for 25 yards. Individually, Hayden led on the ground by J.C. Cummings. He has 1 carry for 4 yards. Finn Dunchy, 2 carries for 3 yards. And Braden Rose, 1 carry for 2 yards. Passing the football, Jet Wallmeyer is 5 of 12 for 56 yards. No touchdowns, 1 interception. His 5 completions go to 3 different receivers, led by Jensen Trickle, who has 3 catches for 40 yards. Aiden McGivney has 1 catch for 14 yards, and Brady Heinen has 1 catch for 2 yards. Your halftime score, Holton 24, Hayden 7. That's your halftime stats, fellas.
Absolutely dominant for Holton, no doubt, but we still have 2 quarters to go. Would expect Hayden to make some adjustments, see if they can get back into this ball game. Holton 24, Hayden 7. We'll take another timeout. Halftime continues.
And we will have Jake Spalding on the sideline with an interview with Brooks Barta coming out of the locker room, so stay tuned for that as well.
All right, still counting down to the start of the third quarter. We'll take another timeout. 24-7, Holton with the lead. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
You'll feel right at home in our house. Hold high.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
This is Candleland Country.
We're back. We're going right down to the sideline because Jake Spaulding standing by with Coach Brooks Bartle.
Thanks for coming back here. Coach Brooks Bartle of the whole staff. Coach, first half, you know, the game starts off with a kickoff return for a touchdown, kind of starts the game off in a different way. How do you think your kids responded right after that, scoring 21 straight?
Well, I thought that was really nice. We just took it down the field, and they made us earn it, and we just kept getting it. So, you know, that's what we want to be offensively.
At 21, I meant 24. Your offense really hasn't been slowed down much this first half, and defensively stepped up to the challenge as well. What did you just tell your kids in that second, or in that locker room for the second half?
Well, we got to pick up the blitz. They're getting more aggressive. They're taking a lot more chances, so we got to break some big plays when they do that and make sure we get it picked up, and then, you know, defensively, we got to go get some picks. I mean, we got to get a sack or get some picks. I think they're going to open it up and challenge us deep.
Definitely holding Aiden. Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
We'll get the football start the second half, guys. Back up to you.
Thanks a lot, Jake. And good thoughts there from Coach Brooks Barta as the Wildcats have a lead, but certainly understanding some things are going to be adjusted by Hayden. I think he's right by thinking Hayden's going to open it out a little bit and see if the whole defense can get some of those sacks or interceptions, and offensively breaking the big plays. I think something Holt is definitely capable of, and something we've seen all season. And if Hayes is going to start gambling and taking chances and bringing more guys, that's fewer guys once Holt gets to the second level that they got to beat to get into the end zone 24-7. A great half, as mentioned, for these teams next week. Hayden will face Hiawatha. That is a non-district game next week. And for Holton, they'll wrap up their regular season with a district game at Jeff West, who is winless going into tonight. Any thoughts on the second half from your perspective?
I think that what Coach Barta said is so true. You saw Hayden taking some chances. I said they were loading up the box. They're coming and blitzing the A-gaps. And that's a high-risk, high-reward kind of thing. If you make the play and make the tackle, you can slow down this Holton offense. But Holton's offense is not going to change. They're going to continue to pound away, and if you don't make that tackle and then you miss the second back through, all of a sudden you're seeing a 60-yard touchdown run, and they've turned your risk into a high risk and no reward for your defense, a reward for the Holton offense instead. So for Holton, it's about getting those blitzes picked up, get the hat on the hat, and see if you can bust a big one, and I think you're right. I think that Hayden's got to see if they can stay a part of this football game. If they can get it to where it's a one-score game in the second half, then all of a sudden they've got to feel like they've got a ton of momentum. So if you're holding, if you can keep this a two-score game or more for the entire second half, you got to feel pretty good about where you're at. But you want to continue to play aggressive and continue to play the way they played this first half. It was a really good half of football for the Holton Wildcats.
I think on the other side, when you look at what Hayden's going to try to do offensively, and we saw it on that, well, I guess now second-to-last drive because they had the one after the fumble, had a chance at the end zone, but we saw with, what, 38 seconds left, they had a nice field after a kickoff return shy of midfield. We saw them complete a couple passes for 12, 15 yards and kind of move it a little bit, maybe expect them to open up that side of the ball, that playbook a little bit, and see Wallmeyer throw it a little bit more. He's certainly been capable. He's thrown for over 700 yards this year. The sophomore hasn't really had as many opportunities. So I think on both sides, expect them to open up, maybe take a few more shots, and try to get themselves back in this game. But I think it all starts with a stop defensively, because Holton with the big lead gets the ball to start the second half.
You bet. What's on the line? Well, it's a district title, and it's a opportunity also, if these teams do meet again in sub-state, for the winner of this game to get to host a potential rematch between these two teams in sub-state. So that's pretty big when you look at the overall picture and the grand scheme of things. Let's get comments from Jake Spalding. He's double-dipping again tonight, helping out with the chain gain. And, of course, down on the sideline, Jake, you were on Hayden's sideline. How frustrating, I guess, and what were some things that you heard and observed there in that first half?
Well, there's some things that I definitely can't tell you guys, first off. But I will tell you that it was definitely a first half that was a different wave of emotions from that sideline. You know, you start off the game with a kickoff return, and it was electric. That sideline on third downs, they were chanting, they were getting after it. And Coach Arnold was a part of it. And then as soon as you see Holton really move the ball methodically down the field, it's one of those things where, you know, it kind of stuns you. And, you know, that's one thing. I just talked to Coach Arnold a little bit off record and everything. And he feels good about his team. He just said we made too many mistakes in that first half. And so ultimately, you know, I think the second half definitely, you know, we're far enough away from this game definitely being at hand. But I will tell you one thing, guys. As a Holton grad, Holton Hayden back on the football field, this is fun. And this is what high school football is all about.
Thanks, Jake. Yeah, it is a perfect night. And when you get two of the top three teams in the state going head-to-head, and I'm sure for Jake and his alma mater having the three-score lead here at the break, things are looking pretty good. Hey, don't forget, join us during our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show coming up later tonight. And whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business. That's Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll pick a Giant Communications lineman of the game, and we'll also pick a Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on, all coming up during the Be Outdoors post-game show here later tonight. So we're set for the third quarter, and Hayden will kick it off. It's Jaden Fletcher back with Gary Booth to return. Holton has to be ready for anything, and it looks like they are as Hayden is set to kick. 24-7, third quarter underway. The kick is deep, end over end, over the head of Gary Booth. And this one towards the corner of the end zone will get in there before it went out of bounds. So that means it comes back to the 20.
I think it might have got out of bounds down there, Justin. We got a flag. Blind side. I didn't either. I think he threw it low.
Okay, so we'll take it at the 35 then, right?
Yep, kind of a blind spot. Yep, it could go out of bounds. Can't see behind all those students down there in the student section tonight.
Brandon mentioned the crowd, but, I mean, the student sections are in the end zone, and I don't see many open seats. I mean, it is a ton of people, a huge crowd. They expected it, and they've got it. Holton from the 35-yard line after the penalty. Wildcats in the first half, as Tank mentioned, ran for 278 yards. They already have Booth and Boswell over the century mark in rushing. The Matt Lears will break up the bone with Jaden Fletcher in the slot on the left. Hayden with the last minute 11th man getting out there on the field. Here's the option pitch. Booth near side at the 35. Took a hit. That is a flag. I'd be a targeting there with the helmet shot, as that was the corner. I think Jensen Trickle.
The flag might be on the perimeter. I think it's going to be against Holton and a hold. I think it came in before that collision. They got Charlie Gillen there on the edge on the option play, Justin.
Holton's just second penalty of the night, correct?
Correct.
But it'll cost him 10 yards from the spot of the foul. It'll move him back to the 25-yard line. So the flag right at the line of scrimmage. And now Holton's got to get 20 yards here on these next few plays to put a drive together in quarter number three. Wildcats moving from right to left. Sam Miller's tied in on the far side. Gilliland on the left. Fletcher will join him in a slot as Holton breaks up the wishbone. Cooper Baxter will again snap it. Phillips and Barnett on the right. Roush and Abbott Hundley. Great to see Abbott back out there tonight. They're on the left. Another low snap. Handoff. Booth made one man miss. Gets between two defenders at the 30, 35, to the 40, and a touchdown saving tackle made by Brady Holloway for Hayden. But on first and 20, Gary Booth making it look easy. He picks up 17.
And that's what you got to do. You got to make them pay. And he was able to break about three tackles on that run. And you know, look at him, 18 yards on that play. It's now second down and two after a 10-yard holding penalty to start the drive.
Just over 30 seconds into this third quarter. Holton leading 24-7. Scored on their first four drives of the night, had a fumble on their last play of the first half, which didn't mean a whole lot. Here's second down and two as they've overcome the penalty. They get to the fullback. It's Boswell getting a first down and running, getting some more yak yards after contact.
as he pedals his way up to the 48 before the tackle was made again by Brady Holloway.
Seen a mixture in the backfield for Holton tonight. We've seen some Ja'Kari Washington at fullback with Jace Boswell playing the tailback, and we've also seen him move back to his fullback position with Jaden Fletcher coming in at the tailback, and that's how they've started the second half with Boswell at the fullback and Booth and Fletcher flanking it.
Made it back in the five-man front, Holton with a quick snap, and there's a keeper around the right side. There's the QB around the end, 50, 45, 40. He's maybe out of bounds before the first down, it looks like, but that was a designed quarterback bootleg for Matt Lears, who came in with just shy of 400 yards rushing. That's just his second carry of the night, but averaging 15 a tote, and he picked up 9 on first down.
That's where you see something from up top. You see corners crashing a little hard on the fakes, and a good job there. A couple fakes and a keep, and Lears has the speed to get to the perimeter.
Whistles from the umpire, maybe an equipment check here for one of the hated players, it looks like. Trying to get everything strapped on tight is Jacob Padilla.
He can come out for a play.
His shoulder pad came on a hitch there for a moment. Oh, he's got a second and one. And they typically like to pass it, but tonight they're keeping it on the ground. It's an easy first down conversion as this is the linebackers. The play goes down to the 36-yard line. Jace Boswell out there at fullback now, and will move the chains with 10:33 to go here in the third quarter.
Jace has done a nice job running the football. He's got 12 carries, 128 yards, but even his runs from the fullback position have maybe packed a little more punch than they did earlier in the season. A 6-yard carry and a 5-yard carry here on this drive from the fullback spot.
Break up the wishbone again. Booth is in a slot on the left. Here's a give and hit the backfield, but then Fletcher able to make something out of nothing, able to get away from the contact and get inside the 35-yard line. Second effort there by Fletcher, who will pick up almost 4 yards there on first down. Holton has not had a lot of third down plays tonight, and they're 1-for-1 on their only fourth down try. That was a 4th and 5 that set up Matt Lears' field goal. We got another equipment official's timeout here. This time it's Gary Booth.
Now, this isn't equipment. He was waving for a sub, and something
his
with
hand?
His hand or wrist. Something wasn't right.
Yeah, he's looking at his left hand, maybe looking at a thumb. Shaking that left hand a little bit and getting that checked out.
Tanking Holton alum, K-State grad, down there as one of the assistant coaches helping Gary Booth. This is 2nd and 6 for Holton, who's got to hurry here. The play clock down to 5, now 4 seconds as they get to the line of scrimmage. 2 seconds, and Coach Bart has got to call a timeout. I think he's asking if the official reset that there when Booth had to come out. Did they stop the play clock whenever they had the...
I don't think they did.
Time, but Holton should have taken timeout.
Should have reset. I think that's what Coach Barta's question was.
Well, stands right now, and so we'll take the timeout. We are back in 30 seconds in this battle of state-ranked 3A teams here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
This is Kansas Land Country.
Lopsided scores tonight. Axtell handling Frankfurt 56-14. Sabetha still blowing out Horton 56-0. Marysville was leading Hiawatha 29-7 at the half. We told you tight games between Atchison and Perry, and tight between Nemaha and Riley County as well. More scoring updates throughout the second half presented by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. It's 2nd and 6 here. Holton has it at the 33-yard line of Hayden, and it's the quarterback option. Lears fakes the pitch, a stiff arm, runs over a man at the 30 and gets down to the 28-yard line. He's short of the first down, but it'll be 3rd and manageable as Lears keeping it there on the option, and Holton will have 3rd down and 2.
Pretty decent job there by Hayden to string out that play, and Matthew Lears is not afraid of contact. You see him, and he is far from a finesse runner as he's going to look to run over guys smaller than him for sure. That corner or any safety in his way is looking to lower his shoulder and finish the run strong.
3rd down and short. Give to the fullback, and Ja'Kari Washington lunges down to the 25. That's enough for a first down. He
only got a couple but didn't need much. As the clock will stop for the chain game to move here at 8:49 in this third quarter. First possession of the second half, Holton leading 24-7, and the officials are not near as sure as I am that that is a first down. They're going to stop the clock and bring in the chain gain for a measure.
If they've officiated on this field before, you don't trust the lines. This is not turf. These are not necessarily straight lines. If you're in doubt, measure it.
Holton will get turf again next week. They were on turf at Rossville last week. They'll be at Jeff West next week. Then the postseason begins. Told you.
Now you were dead on with that one. This guy's brought his A game to week 7, y'all.
Hey, this is an A-type matchup, right? I mean, state-ranked teams, big rivalry. I've done a few Holton-Hayden games in my career with KNZA, and some of my most fondest memories, for sure. I can go back and tell you about the stories of Holton and Hayden. Unfortunately, as of late, there haven't been enough good stories on the football field. As Hayden's won 4 in a row in this matchup, going back to the last time they played in 2018. But Holton's got the lead here, and now a new set of downs from the Hayden 25. They'll snap it as they overload the right side and send Boswell out there as a slot. They give it up the middle. Jaden Fletcher between the tackles, wrapped up by J.C. Cummings.
And Hayden has, since that field goal drive for Holton, they have completely abandoned the four-man front. It's been five front with three linebackers behind them, eight guys stacked up in the box since then, and they've had a lot more success. Now, they haven't been able to get off the field on this drive, but things just haven't been quite as easy as they were for the first quarter and a half for the Wildcats of Holton.
Gary Booth is back in, kind of wiggling those fingers a bit, and still be in a slot on the right. Look at Holton's spacing on the line of scrimmage. They've really widened out those spacing between the offensive linemen. Here's the pitch early to Fletcher. Nice cutback. Penalty flag flies from the 15. Fletcher takes it down close to the 10, but this 13-yard run might be coming back on a hold.
I guess that's what it's going to be. They're going to get Garrison Booth there on the perimeter, and boy, it didn't look like he was.
There was a slight
maybe
tug.
A slight tug?
Just very, very slight.
He wasn't engaged for very long, that's for sure.
Was not.
I was going to joke when he came back in the game that, I mean, Holton would take Gary Booth with a broken hand. It's his legs that give Holton a huge advantage on both sides of the football. But unfortunately, a penalty here will back up Holton to a second and very long situation.
They had broken up the bone, and once again, he was the slot back on the far side. And if you're going to get caught for a holding penalty, it's out there in space, right? Out there in front of everybody. You're out there where you can't hide. Any tug they're going to see, and sure enough, it's a 10-yard penalty against the Holton Wildcats.
Jake can tell us, but they might have had some help. It was also in front of the Hayden sideline over there. It's second down and 21. Lear's on the option, fakes the pitch. He's got some room. Now stretched to the near sideline and won't get a whole lot. Barely inside the 35, gaining about 3 yards or so as Matt Lear's. It looked like it would be more, but a good job by flying to the football. That was Finn Tunchy. I think they came over, and Cummins was in pursuit as well for the Vegas gold-clad Hayden Wildcats.
And the Holton Wildcats offensive line having a hard time getting to that second level. Got some backers that are flowing to the play, east and west, getting to the ball carrier. Just a 3-yard gain there for Matthew Lears, and it's third and almost 20 yards, third and 18 here.
Booth in the slot on the right again. Lears in the pistol on third down and long. Holton's biggest play. They're going to pass it wide open. Gary Booth, the ball is up. It's caught. It's in for a score. Touchdown. One pass and one touchdown for the Holton Wildcats. As they throw it into the end zone, Gary Booth's first catch, a touchdown catch, his fourth touchdown of the night, as the Wildcats lead big 30-7.
First it's 8 guys in the box, then it's 9, and pretty soon it's 10 or 11, and pretty soon the defense has forgotten all about the pass. And on 3rd and 18, when maybe the defense should be thinking about the pass, they're still not thinking about the pass. It's a play action, and Garrison Booth is running free, 20 yards behind the defense. All he had to do was catch the ball and trot into the end zone. Matthew Lears hit him in the 1 and the 3, and Garrison Booth gets a touchdown, and it is 31-7, Holton.
Not so fast, my friend. He missed the PAT.
30-7, Holton.
We'll take it. 6:39 to go, third quarter. We're back in half a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is Kansaland Country.
Holton opens the second half with a 10-play, 65-yard drive. And on third down and 18, Matt Lears just completed his fourth pass of the season. And all four passes have now gone, actually three of the four have gone for touchdown. First TD pass, a 34-yard strike to Gary Booth. And it's now 30-7 as Lears, proving he's human, did miss his second PAT of the night. That scoring drive courtesy of Wilson Tire. When the selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton. Joseph Look, Mike Tanking, and Brandon Tadman back with you. Jake Spalding on the sideline. This ball finally picked up at the 29 and a return across the 30, 35, and making something out of nothing. So Holton choosing to squib kick it instead of kicking it deep more often than not.
I just wanted to say real quick on that last Holton drive, there's still plenty of time in this game. I mean, obviously this Hayden team can score some points, but you had two holding penalties on Holton that last drive. You had them well behind the sticks multiple times. If you can't get the stop there, when are you going to get the stop? Hayden just had their opportunities there and just couldn't do it, and this Holton offense continues to churn.
That is a tremendous point. Tremendous point, Brandon. And
I'll even write that down.
It's great. Play action pass. You knew it was probably coming. It came on third and 18.
Hayden first and 10 here from their own 37. Empty backfield. Twin receivers left and right. Jets Wallmeyer throws one interception. He'll roll out. Has time. Flag down. Thrown underneath. Completed up to the 45 as the receivers spin Dunshee. Let's check this penalty flag here near the line of scrimmage.
Thrown by the line judge. I think we might have an illegal formation against Hayden again, perhaps. Let's see.
Do it at the snap.
Indeed.
Week 7.
Exactly what it is. Legal formation.
That's about four or five times we've seen that similar penalty by Hayden here in this ballgame.
Well, they've got six penalties for 30 yards, and all six penalties are 5 yard pre-snap fouls or procedure fouls.
So, first down and 15 for Hayden. The play does stand. Again, Wallmeyer alone in the backfield, rolls out, has some pressure from Dalton Roush, who has him and takes him back at the 18. Dalton Roush takes down Wallmeyer and then flexes his muscles to the crowd.
Wallmeyer did not like something that Roush did there because he gave him a little bit of a hefty little shove with the right hand, but you can see the frustrations, I think, setting in for Hayden now.
I don't think that he liked the fact that Roush sacked him for about a 13-yard loss is what he did like.
That is probably true. Now it's second and 30.
Those procedure penalties, guys, where Hayden's getting flagged, I think what you're seeing is they've got wide receivers that are not up on the line of scrimmage and they've got too many guys in the backfield. I think that's what they've got going on there.
Two receivers each way. It's second and half a mile. Here's a little pitch underneath. Shovel pass. Big hit by Jace Boswell as J.C. Cummins took that shovel pass and was hit after a short gain of maybe a yard to the 20. It's going to be third down and 27 yards to go here for Hayden, and now Hayden has an injured player down on the field as well. Let's see if Jake Spalding's awake over there on the sideline as we will get a quick update from him with 5:23 to go here in the third quarter, and our score currently Holton 30 and Hayden 7. Jake? No, maybe not. They just done the interview there in the halftime, so we'll tend to the injured player. Maybe it's cramped. It looks like they're stretching out the leg of one of the Hayden linemen. Okay.
Yeah, that was a big-time hit by Jace Boswell. That was a Division I-type middle linebacker hit on that play. Read the shovel pass and made the play at the line of scrimmage. Big play there by Jake.
Yeah, Boswell's a Division I signee, but all the talk was about Joe Otting, it seemed like, coming into this matchup tonight. And rightfully so, but I don't know how many tackles Otting has been in on tonight.
We haven't. We mentioned it in the first half. We have not called his name much, and kind of watching him. And they move him a little bit on the defensive side. I've seen him on both sides, and Holton's doing a really good job just kind of staying away from him for the most part. They're not really going at him a whole lot, and he's not really done a whole lot. And you see the size, and you obviously see Division I size there, and rightfully so, going to Notre Dame. But Holton's game plan, just kind of keeping him out of the mix, it's working to perfection.
Talk to some people about Joe Otting, and just a tremendous athlete, great size, good hands, good feet. But one thing that I did hear someone say, and of course I haven't seen him face-to-face or in person yet this season, they said he's most certainly an offensive lineman at the next level, most certainly not a defensive lineman at the next level. And I think you see what you're talking about there. As an offensive tackle, he's got that reach, he's got that length, definitely good feet and quickness. But that might lend itself more to playing offensive tackle than defensive tackle, right?
It's third down and 27. Jet Wallmeyer will get the snap from his own 20-yard line. Looks on the flat, makes the quick little pass. It's caught 25-30 and tackled just across the 30. It's going to be a punt situation. That is Aiden McGibney with his second reception of the game. From the 20 up to the 33, so about 13 yards. But Aiden will have to punt. Again, Holton will not send anybody back deep to return the punt, it doesn't appear. Aiden with fourth and long and in their own territory. Surely not thinking of anything tricky here. Bring a man in motion, and they do snap it, and Wallmeyer pumps it away. Good hang time. High punt. Lears did get back there, but he lets it go. Smart decision, and this one takes a Hayden roll all the way down to the 21-yard line. So Holton will start at the 21. Only one drive for Holton has started inside their own 20. And the starting field position for Hayden, their own 20, their own 20, their own 32, their own 37.
Well, you could certainly put the game away with another touchdown drive here. It's 4:27 left here in the third, and we just haven't seen this Hayden defense really stop Holton at all. The battle's been won up front on this Holton offensive line. They should get a ton of credit so far in this game, and well, you know, there's still plenty of time, but I don't think Holton's going to take the foot off the gas anytime soon.
30-7. Holton with the lead. Back on offense here. Lears will hand it off to the fullback. Right ahead is Jace Boswell up near the 25-yard line. Pushed back by Dungey. And off the bottom of the pile for Hayden is their safety, Jamison Kennedy. He's only playing about 7 yards or so off the line of scrimmage. As Hayden's really loaded up the box and sold out on the run. That allowed Holton to get a 34-yard passing touchdown from Matt Lears to Gary Booth on their previous possession. Holton taking all the time in the world now. The clock is their ally. They want to keep it moving here the remainder of this game.
We'll say real quick, update our game on KMZA 92-1. Nemaha Central now 28-12, their lead at Riley County. Start of the fourth.
Second down and 7. Holton give it straight ahead to Fletcher, who's twisted down. Pretty big hit there by Julian McGivern for Hayden. Gain of a couple on first down and 3 on second down, and it's now third down and 5 here for Holton as they'll take the clock under 3 minutes in this third quarter. Limit possession time for Hayden has only ran 3 plays, had a 3-and-out with a couple penalties factored in as well on their possession here in the second half. Looking for a 6th straight win since that opening night back and forth for lead change game that resulted in a 7-point loss to Nemaha Central, Brandon just alluded to. On 3rd and 5, second man through, Boswell turning the feet, spins at the 30. Boswell pushes forward and has a first down. He's up to the 35-yard line. Tough run there by Jace Boswell as Holton converts. Kennedy, the safety, again made the stop.
And that's just another situation where Hayden blitzes. They take a chance, and they guess wrong. They put the left A gap, and Holton ran what they would call a 16 to the near side. Boswell gets to the next level and then breaks a tackle and gets an 8-yard gain and a first down.
Jackson Fair in there opposite Sam Miller as a tight end. Hunley, Roush, Baxter, Barnett, and Phillips. Those guys have been phenomenal up front for Holton tonight, left to right. Here's the hole and a big carry. Boswell spun around, stays in bounds, and gets another first down. He's a couple yards shy of midfield. Boswell running the football with the motivation
no doubt here tonight as he's got back-to-back first down carries for the Cats.
And you guys see him every week. I don't think tonight we've seen him go down on first contact. It's pretty impressive.
He's found another level of comfort playing that tailback position. He's just he's a different ball carrier when he gets that extra couple steps of momentum before he gets the football. Looks really good back there.
Fullback Jakari Washington moving the pile. He's got a defender on him, and the pile's still moving, and it's another Holton first down, and the play finally blown dead near the 40, as that's about 12 more yards. It's the fullback Jakari Washington this time.
And that is a fun play for the offensive line because that is straight ahead fullback dive, and the pile moves forward. Jakari runs hard. 13 yards and a first down on a straight fullback dive up the middle. Those are attitude plays.
Senior night for Holton here this evening as they'll be on the road next week, but shaping up to potentially, it looks like, host week 9 and week 10 and postseason games. A minute 40 left here in the third quarter. 30-7 is our score. Another first down play for Holton in the give left side. This is Boswell around the end. 35-30. Boswell's got another first down. And out of bounds as the play's blown dead. Just inside the 30. Boswell and Booth were both over 100 yards before halftime tonight. Jace has posted back-to-back 100-plus yard rushing games the last 2 weeks. Really stepped up when the Wildcats needed him. Another first down carry here.
How about 16 for 163 for Jace Boswell, 19 for 141 for Garrison Booth, and 22 first downs for this offense.
A dynamic duo, no doubt, tonight. Double tight wishbone, clears the pistol, gets the snap, hands it to Washington, the fullback, keeping the legs moving. And the pile moving inside the 25, down near the 23. The other thing that keeps moving is the third quarter clock, as we're down to a minute 20 to go. Keep in mind, Hayden's had the football once and ran just 3 plays in this third quarter, and it doesn't look like they're going to get any more than those 3 plays before we head to the fourth. Holton had ran 4 straight snaps on first down. This is going to be 2nd and 5 here after the fullback gained a nickel there on first down.
Total yards, 419 for Holton, 68 for Hayden. Are you kidding me?
Holton averaging 414 a game. Got that in 3 quarters tonight. Here's Boswell down to the 20. Just short of a first down, I think, here, as it'll be 3rd down and about 1 from the 20-yard line, and Holton will have to run at least one more play in this third quarter. Their line is dominated from start to finish. But you just don't see a whole lot of fight back right now from this Hayden defense with hands on hips trailing by 23 points.
These offensive drives for Holton just take it out of you. It's one rushing play after another, and it's chunks of yards, and you just get the ball marched down your throat.
Kari Washington has a first down on 3rd and short. He takes it down inside the 18-yard line, and that'll take us to the fourth quarter. I'm going to do some quick research on my stat sheet here as Brandon will take over play-by-play when we head to the fourth. I think this has the potential to be Holton's biggest beatdown on Hayden since 2005 when Nick Allen was running wild at the Capital City, and Holton had a big blowout against Hayden back in 05. We'll head to the fourth. It's 30-7. Holton dominating Hayden here in a battle of ranked teams in week 7. It's live on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
This is Kansas Land Country.
And we're back for the fourth quarter, our game of the week here on KNZA, also streaming live on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net. Brandon, Mike, Justin, Colin, all part of the broadcast team. It's been all Holton tonight as they continue a drive here to start the fourth quarter. They lead Hayden 30-7. Hayden had the ball once in the third quarter, ran three plays, punted it away. They have not seen it since. Holton working another monster drive and trying to extend on already a big lead. First and 10 to start the fourth. A casual run over the right guard. And not much for Gary Booth. As forward progress, maybe a yard or two at best. That'll bring up second down and call it 8 or 9 to go.
I found it. I'm going to have to go to another stat or history note now because Holton beat Hayden. It was the sub-state game in 2005 in the capital city. Holton won 41-0. That's one of the only other games I can remember Holton blowing out Hayden. Not quite a blowout yet here tonight, but Holton's threatening to make it a bigger lead here.
Certainly a touchdown would make it a potential 30-point lead here early in the fourth quarter. No gain on that play by Booth. It is second down and 10 yards to go. This is Booth over the right guard again, and this time he's able to get it inside the 10, and he's going to have what looks to be first down yardage. It's going to bring up first down and goal.
There's a counter on that play, and that's something we haven't seen a ton of tonight. Is Hayden again has went to the five-man front, and that play takes just a little bit longer to develop, but, boy, that's a staple of this Holton offense as well, and Harrison Booth gets 11 yards and a first down.
Not quite to the five. It'll be first and goal at about the 7 in between the hash marks. Early fourth quarter, minute and change in, 30-7. Holton looking to add another touchdown on the board. It's been a dominant night for this Holton offense. Lears under center, takes the snap. They give it to Fletcher this time, and I think he is close to the goal line, but I think the near side official says he's going to be as short as you possibly could be or as close to the goal line as you could be without getting in.
Holton's probably fine with that. They'll take another 30 seconds off the clock here before they run another play. This next play, Brandon, is going to be the 12th play of the drive, and I just looked, but now Holton has 5 drives that have gone at least 11 plays here tonight.
Again, just domination by this Holton team, and our post-game, we're going to announce a lineman of the game, as we always do, and it's going to be hard to choose. Once we get to that category, it's been dominant from left to right. So it's second and goal from inside the 1. Let's see what Holton does here. 30-7 is their lead. Lears the snap. They give it to Booth, and why not? Already a big night. Let's make it a little bit bigger as Booth finds the end zone for another time. Make it 5 touchdowns on the night for Gary Booth. 4th on the ground, makes it 36-7 at 9:51 left to go.
Just straight ahead from inside the 5-yard line. Make sure you get the push. And Garrison Booth into the end zone. 4 rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown. At 4 touchdowns last week, so 1 better. 5 here tonight. Scoring drive covers 79 yards, and Holton goes 12 plays this time. Score their 5th touchdown of the game. That was the 23rd offensive play for Holton here in the second half. And as you've said, Brandon, only 3 for Hayden on that 1 drive.
The only thing not making this a blowout right now is Hayden was able to return the opening kick for a score, right?
That's right.
Lears will line up the PAT, boots it right through, and on top of the building behind the goalpost. 9:51 left to go in this game. Holton continues to dominate Hayden. They add another. 37-7 is our score. Back after a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Kansaland Country.
Here in the fourth quarter, early portions of it, all Holton. 37-7 is their lead against Hayden. What are the publications going to do with Holton after this one tonight? As Andale to clear-cut number 1 in Class 3A, but depending on what publication you look at, it was Holton and Hayden kind of around the 2, 3, and 4 mark, and a lot of publications had Hayden as the second-best team in 3A.
I think Holton's kind of putting themselves in that category now as they have dominated from the jump outside the opening kickoff for Hayden and was taken back for a touchdown. Since then, it has been all Holton. 37 unanswered. 9:50 to go in this game. 5 touchdowns for Gary Booth. He had 4 last week. This is a big, big game. And Holton is putting a lot together, looking to lock up this district championship and get set for a regular season finale next week. Kickoff return across the 30, out past the 35, out to near the 36. How much motivation does Hayden have left over, as this will just be the 4th play coming up for their offense here in the second half, just their 2nd drive, and 9:45 left to go in this game. It's just been one of those nights, and Hayden's offense not on the field much. Hayden's defense cannot get Holton's offense off the field. First down and 10 for Hayden. Ball at their own 36-yard line. Wallmeyer with a give left side, and here's a busted play down the middle of the field, and an open field tackle is going to save a touchdown, but not after a monster run into Holton territory across the 35 and near the 30.
Biggest play for Hayden's offense tonight. J.C. Cummings there, able to almost break it. Ashton Trick was the one that made the tackle and saved the touchdown. 33 yards on that run, and Charlie Gilland almost had the tackle after about a 1-yard gain, and he slipped out of his grasp, and then big touchdown-saving tackle by Trick. Yeah, 33 yards on that run by J.C. Cummings.
Finally moving the chains here in the second half. Here's another give right side. Hayden there to push a little bit up front. Dunshee on the carry here. Forward progress to close to the 25, around the 26. So a solid pickup on first down. Now under 9 minutes to go in the game. Shy of the 25. A gain of 6 will bring up second down and 4. You think so, at this point for Hayden, you just want to find some momentum and get some positives going into their game next week.
Yeah, I expected him to come out and toss it around a little bit this series. The rushing plays have been successful, but not really what I expected. Down 30 just to keep the clock moving here.
Under 8:40. Clock is moving. Under center is Wallmeyer. Play fake. He's going to look downfield, and he'll take a shot, and it is nearly caught at the goal line, but incomplete. That was a heck of a throw there. Dunshee was the intended receiver. Would have been 6. A little bit low, but it's probably one of those scenarios where Dunshee believes, like, if I had that one back, I should probably make that catch.
Yeah, ran a good route, and he had a step on Hallauer, the corner, and wind blowing that football around maybe just a little bit, but one that Hayden would like to have back because he was open and could have been a touchdown.
Certainly 4 down territory the rest of the way. It's 3rd and, call it, 5 yards to go here for Hayden. The 37-7 Holton lead, still 8:32 left here in the 4th quarter. Wallmeyer under center, bunched up set, now a man in motion to the right. They're going to toss it to Dunshee right side, and he's got some room, and he's going to scamper into the end zone. So by far and away the best drive of the game, and a very quick drive for the Hayden offense. They put 6 on the board with a touchdown run by Finn Dunshee, the junior running back.
He's a speedster, and it was a quick pitch to the outside. They put a motion man out that way, and it was just a numbers game. They got hat on hat. Lears was coming up from the safety position, but they put a helmet on him as well. And Dunshee really went in untouched on that one from 26 yards out as Hayden gets their first offensive touchdown of the night.
37-13 the score. Holton with the lead at 8:25 left in this game. Expect Hayden to go for 2.
4 play, 64-yard drive. We haven't seen that quick pitch too much like that, have we? That's a pretty good-looking play when they get it out to the speed guy like that quickly on the perimeter.
Yeah, they put Cummings in motion there from left to right, got it out to him quickly and untouched, and now I think we get a timeout. So a timeout on a 2-point conversion try. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, it's either the concession stand or maybe even in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors. Homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Keep it right here. 8:25 left, 37-13. It's been all Holton tonight, but Hayden finally found some rhythm on that drive. 26 yards. Finn Dunshee finds the end zone. They're getting set for a 2-point conversion try out of this timeout. But again, for Hayden, it's just finding a little bit of momentum and something positive you can at least take away from this game as you watch film next week and get ready for your season or regular season finale next week.
Yeah, this game doesn't do anything to change Hayden's
goals or aspirations. Not at all. I mean, this is two really good football teams, and I'll still argue maybe the two best teams on the east side. I still think they probably are the two best teams on the east side of this bracket. And so if you're Hayden, you've got to continue to get better against the team that you hope to see again down the road here in a few weeks.
So out of the timeouts, it'll be Wallmeyer under center, 27-13 Holton. Two-point conversion try here for Hayden. It's going to be a play action, throw with the left hand, and incomplete right at the goal line, dropped. And it was Hallauer who was in on the defensive efforts, might have helped jar that ball loose. But the two-point conversion failed, and it's 37-13. Holton in control over Hayden. 8:20 left in this ball game. Pause for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is Kansas Land Country.
A quick drive for Hayden. They're able to get a touchdown, their first since the opening kickoff. Two-point conversion failed. It's still a big lead for Holton. 8:20 left in the game, 37-13. Battle of state-ranked teams in Class 3A. For some storylines from Class 3A, it's Andale's world. Everyone's living in it. 44 straight wins for Andale, one of the top winning streaks in the nation. They have won three straight state championships. And you look at whatever publication, these two teams are right behind that Andale team in the rankings. Holton putting it on this Hayden team tonight. And have just been very impressive on both sides of the ball. And still 8:20 to go. Would expect Hayden to pull out some stops. And certainly Holton is ready for an onside kick here. They put everybody 10 yards away from the kick at the 40. Here's the approach and a short kick. They'll go over the line, but it's going to be returnable and then just a simple knee across the 25 around the 27, 28. And Holton will take over. 37-13 their lead, 8:16 left to go in this ball game.
Brandon, 2 years ago, Justin and I got to do a state championship game with Andale and Perry LeCompton, and you knew about the winning streak. You knew what they had been about. Perry LeCompton had a good football team that year. And we go down there to Hutchinson to watch that state championship game thinking, oh, Perry's got a shot. That was an impressive, impressive unit that they run. And it's a lot of what Holton wants to do. They run right at you. Just physical football players. Not huge. A bunch of 230, 240-pound kids. They just ran over everybody.
Here's Lears on the give. This is Boswell. Good gain on first down across the 35 and just shy of the first down mark.
I think in a perfect world, Holton would be most content here to just try to take the final 8 minutes off the clock and put another methodical 10, 11, 12-play drive together, whether they get points or not. Not the focus right now for Holton. I think the focus is just protect the football, keep getting positive yardage, and keep that clock moving.
I think you're right. And you get to this point of the game when you're up by 24 points, and now you just tell yourself, we've played too well for 3.5 quarters to let up for the last 7 minutes. This is now about Holton and making sure they're playing good football as this game finishes up.
Gain of 8 there by Boswell. Second down and 2. And right across the first down stick is Washington.
Most carries he's had in the game this season, and he's made the most of them.
Yeah, 10 carries, 45 yards. He's had gains of 13, 8, 6, 5.
Pretty good for a fullback.
Absolutely. Doesn't get the benefit of that lead blocker.
Pretty good for maybe the guy who's fifth on the depth chart in terms of getting carry.
That's right.
You know, certainly likes to spread it around, this Holton offense. Everybody getting involved, and it's been dominant tonight. Another first down, 7-10 and counting left. 37-13 is their lead. First and 10, right about the 40 of Hayden. Another give. It's Boswell fighting for a few extra yards. Falls forward shy of the 45 to the 44. He gains 5. And second down and 5. We're under 6:50 to go. Clock continues to move.
9 guys in the box. They're not honoring the pass at all, obviously, in a 24-point game. And yet still, Holton gets 4.5, almost 5 yards on that first down play.
and give them four to the 44. Second down and six coming up. Holton taking their time. Now under 6:35 to go in the game. Mentioned before, Holton play on the road at Jeff West next week. Close out the regular season. Aiden stacking that box. It's going to be an option here to the near side. Lears has it. Fake. Has a first down and then lost the ball, but fortunate for Holton, it goes out of bounds.
Good job by Jacob Padilla. That was a perfect strip with his hand there, just knocking it, but Holton was on the near sideline, and that helped out. All kinds of had a few turnover issues, including one tonight, five of them on the season, but that's the last thing you want if you're Holton right now. Priority number one is just protecting the football at all costs.
So after the fumble out of bounds, it was still a good run by Lears. Gets to the Hayden 46-yard line. Holton moving from left to right here in the fourth quarter. 6:15 to go in the game. Their lead is 37-13. Here's Boswell again, straight up the guts across the 45. Good first down run here by Boswell. As he continues to pile up numbers tonight, he'll gain four, maybe three. Call it second down and a long six.
Boswell's biggest rushing total in a game, not only this season, but in his career. I believe his previous high was 119 he had last year. Then he had a game this year of just over 120. Yeah, he's
184 tonight.
Might get 200. Yep.
And he could bust one here and eclipse 200 with ease if he won. Under 6 minutes to go, coming up on 5:30 left in this game. Lears to Washington. Another carry for the fullback, and he's been carrying bodies all night when he gets his opportunities. And he is right on the first down stick, depends on the spot.
So hasn't had to snap it on third down yet on this possession, but after six plays, looks like the seventh play is going to be a third down and short snap.
Well, the fans grunting at the white cap who decided to grab the ball and slide it back.
It was really
a half yard.
Really close and maybe needed measured, and then after he moved the football back, now we're good. Third and one.
He just looked down in front of the other ref and said, I'm going to pull this back. A few fans were, I don't think he does that if this game is much closer, but we'll see.
Probably
third
not.
Down and one. As we're now at 4:50 and counting, Lears takes the snap. Washington again has a little bit of room. First down run across the 35 and up near the 30 to the 31. He'll gain five. So Washington being utilized here on this drive, and Holton hoping their final drive here tonight, 4:40 and counting. 37-13, and who would have thought after Hayden took the opening kickoff, 92 yards, and took a 7-0 lead 14 seconds into the game, we'd be sitting here at 37-13 Holton late in the fourth quarter.
Holton has 66 rushing attempts so far. 56 for 450 yards.
Close to the record.
Yeah, there.
That's what said that, right? Now, a few years ago.
Low snap for Lears. It's Washington again. This time he had stuffed up. Multiple white jerseys in there. J.C. Cummings in on the stop.
Here's another set I just figured. On third down tonight, Holton hasn't had a ton of them, but they've converted 8 of 10 on third down, and they've only had 2 third downs of more than 5 yards. Of course, the third and 18 that they threw a touchdown pass.
Actually pretty incredible when you hear that out loud, how dominant they've been on third down, moving the ball, and certainly Hayden, their defense had a shot on Holton's first drive of the third quarter to get something going, but even two holding penalties couldn't keep Holton's offense out of the end zone, and they have just kind of secured this lead. Here's Boswell. Good gain here across the 30 to about the 27-28. It is going to bring up a third down. And longer than five scenario here, third and seven. 3:18 and counting left in the game, 37-13 our score.
Of course, you know, third down percentage or not, Holton's going to go for this on fourth down no matter what. So they have two tries here to get 7 yards basically with this game and situation on the field.
Third down and seven, the 28th of Hayden. 3 minutes and counting left in this game. Two of the best teams in 3A, and Holton has dominated in about every facet of the game tonight. Lears set, takes the snap, and the give is to Booth again. Can he find the end zone again? He's ripped down inside the 10. And is that going to take him over 200 yards on the night?
Not quite.
We're close.
So 20 more there.
Hey, he almost forgot about Gary Booth, right?
It's up to 173 on that one.
Jace Boswell.
I was thinking of Boswell. Yeah, that's who we were talking about. A little mixed up, but you got 188 and 173 with those two tonight. Under 2.5 to go. It's first and goal now. Holton trying to put one more on the board.
Sixth possession that they've had and run at least 11 plays here tonight. This is going to be the 70th rushing attempt on
the
play.
Unless they pass it. They will not.
You must be new here.
I am. That was a great comeback. Washington on the carry. He'll get a yard at best. Second and goal from about the 6.
Don't forget, quick pub real quick, the Community National Bank local high school football scoreboard show will follow the broadcast tonight. We have the Outdoors Real Estate post game with the player to bank on and the lineman of the game and the final statistics from the Optimized Tax Management Group. I'm going to miss the statistics. I, of course, am going to check out of the post game, so I won't be up here. I'll be down in the locker room. It's going to be a fun locker room, but these statistics are just going to be mind-numbing.
Off the charts.
I don't remember a Holton game where these stats look like this against a quality opponent. This is incredible.
Here's Booth again, trying to get him another touchdown. He's going to be stuffed up. Board progress to the 5.
So I mentioned it, but I'll bring it up again now. This drive started with 8 minutes and 16 seconds left in the game. And I mentioned points didn't matter, but Holton's best-case scenario is just to put an 8-minute drive together. And I think they're going to do exactly that unless Hayden's going to use timeouts. They can basically take a knee here and melt this game away.
They got 16 left on the play clock, 56 and counting on the game clock. It is 3rd and goal from the 5. I think the fans want another touchdown. 3rd and goal at the 5. And there's a flag and some movement up front. And they're going to get offside on Hayden, which will put it half the distance to the goal and make it 3rd and goal from about the 2.5 with 42 seconds left.
You are a Hayden fan. This game would be a nightmare to broadcast. Yes, it would. It's a broken record, oh, right?
Man.
Rush, 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 gang, gang, gang.
So 48 minutes, 12-minute quarters. You think Holton's had it for 40 minutes?
Yep. I bet so.
I bet that TOP, time of possession, is ridiculously off the charts.
Holton's going to take a knee here.
Yep. Why not? No need to run anything else, and that will do it, folks. How about this one tonight? And start the celebration. A 4-game winning streak by Hayden, and this series is snapped in dominant fashion tonight as Holton on senior night takes care of business in this state-ranked matchup. 37-13, the final score. We got a lot to dive into as our post-game show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Holton dominant, 37-13, the final score over Hayden. And we'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
South Holton Temp Control Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Control Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image, sports team stand out, and organization shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Farmer State Bank has an all-in-one home improvement product for our purchases or refinance. We call it our purchase improvement loan.
That's Ryan Bufford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmer State Bank.
It allows a borrower to obtain funds to purchase an outdated home for sale on the market, as well as obtain construction funds simultaneously.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
ICE Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit GiantCom.net to learn more.
This is Kansas Land Country.
Post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll get down to Jake Spaulding here in just a moment and hear from the winning coach tonight, Brooks Barta. But first, Brandon Tadman, Mike Tanking with you, Colin Fellkamp in studio, Justin off, and taking in the celebration on the field as it was sure another domination tonight by the Holton Wildcats. And after Hayden took the opening kickoff 92 yards and took a 7-0 lead, not quite 15 seconds into the game. After that, all Holton, and they take care of business, as we'll get to some stats and stuff. But Jake Spaulding down on the field with the head coach, and that is Brooks Barta.
All right, guys. Yeah, down here with head coach Brooks Barta. Coach, we talked at halftime, and you basically said that we needed to do some things better, continually, you know, move the ball. How do you feel like you guys did in the second half?
We weren't quite as clean the second half. They took a lot of risks and they made some plays. But, you know, we ground out first downs, and we're going to have to get big plays when people do that kind of blitz stuff.
So we talked at halftime, the opening kickoff returns back. But after that, you know, you guys just really dominate this game. This is a team, you know, all likelihood could face in the playoffs again. How do you keep your kids in that mindset that this is just one game, we got to keep pushing forward?
Well, I think they learned their lesson last year, and we've talked about that all year. And I'm really proud of the way the kids are. We weren't very good leaders to start the season, and we're starting to learn that and see the impact that it has on that. And you know, we're going to get better. We're going to do more things on offense, and our defense has to continue to improve. That's the best our defense has played.
District championship sounds pretty good to you, right?
It was really good, and now we look forward to getting better.
Right. All right, Coach. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Guys, back up to you.
All right, great stuff. Jake Spaulding there with the head coach, Brooks Barta. Another win to his resume. Mike Tanking alongside Brandon Tadman here on the post-game show. Again, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Quick thoughts from what you heard from the coach.
Yeah, exactly. He says it all, man. That's win number 252, I believe, in Coach Brooks Barta's career. He's been there, done that. He's been on the big stage with his kids, and you know, he speaks the truth about his kids. He gives you an honest assessment of what he thinks about them as far as performance, leadership, on the field, off the field. He's not going to sugarcoat things, and that's good to hear that these kids have started to understand what it takes, and that's what it's going to take to make a playoff run this year and try to make a run at the state championship.
Battle of state-ranked teams in Class 3A. Holton, really dominant. We'll dive into the stats momentarily. But, again, we get to the start of this game. Hayden takes the opening kickoff. Finn Dunshee goes 92 yards in about 15 seconds. Hayden is out to an early 7-0 lead, but Holton finally got their first chance on offense pretty quickly. They worked their methodical drive halfway into the quarter. They tie it up 7-7. Gary Booth goes in from 1 yard out, and then Holton's defense comes in strong, forcing a three and out and a punt. Holton got right back to it. Gary Booth again, 10 yards out. At that time, his 12th of the year. That was under 2 minutes left in the quarter, 13-7 at that point. That was the score for Holton going into quarter number two. They would add 10 more points, or I should say 11 more points, in the second quarter. They got another Gary Booth touchdown from 3 yards out. Another long touchdown drive made it 21-7. And then they would add a 33-yard field goal by Matt Lears, 24-7 at that point at the half. And the second half, we did see a Hayden touchdown, but they only saw the ball twice and just had the 1 4-play 60-yard touchdown drive. But time of possession was absolutely dominated by Holton tonight. We kind of joked around with it. Again, you got four 12-minute quarters, 48 minutes worth, and we believe that maybe that 40-minute mark is kind of where Holton was. Hayden did not have the ball much tonight, and credit for them, you know, getting a drive going at the end. They can build on that going into their game next week. But outside of that, in the opening kickoff, this was a dominant performance tonight by Holton, and there are a lot of guys that you can kind of point to and say they kind of did their job and did it in a dominant fashion.
Yeah, no doubt. And then there's going to be a lot of happy kids, happy locker room. And, yeah, these teams haven't played in a few years, but make no mistake, when Holton and Hayden play, it's a rivalry. Hayden doesn't like Holton. Holton doesn't like Hayden. There's no love lost there. And so anytime a Holton win they come away with a win against the Hayden team, you know they're going to enjoy that a lot. And as Coach Brooks Barta said in the post-game interview with Jake, it's time to get better now.
That snaps a four-game winning streak Hayden had coming in. First win in a while for this Holton team over Hayden since 2013. And the first time these two teams have played since 2018. And, again, it was just dominant from the jump. Once Holton got that first touchdown on their first drive, they really took it to them from there and able to put this one away. 37-13 was the final score. We continue on here with our post-game show. We're about to announce a lineman of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. We'll get our player to bank on as well. We'll dive through the stats here momentarily. But first, let's talk about the battle of the line of scrimmage. And as we get to our lineman of the game here, and we talked about that heavily in the pregame, by far and away the biggest and probably most physical team that Holton has seen up front with these guys from Hayden. And it just, again, dominant up front on both sides of the ball. I think you could point to maybe four or five different kids for Holton and probably give them lineman of the game.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's where this game was going to be won and lost against the Hayden team that also wants to run the football, and they just never could get the ground game established. Is Hayden actually, Brandon, rushed for 58 yards on eight carries tonight. And 33 of those came on one carry, and 26 came on the touchdown run. So two plays basically made up all of their rushing yards. Just got nothing going between the tackles all night long. And so Holton was certainly winning the battle in the trenches on both sides of the football. I felt like, yes, there was maybe a size advantage on the other side of the line of scrimmage, but Holton was definitely quicker, definitely firing off lower, definitely getting to that second level and getting hats on backers, especially in that first half. That was a very clean half of football up front for Holton. And I think as far as lineman of the game, I think I'm going to go with Dalton Roush tonight. He did have a quarterback sack on the defensive side of the ball and definitely saw some really good things. Every time you look up in the first half, I saw there was Dalton Roush. It was behind him, and he was putting some people on their back and getting to that second level as well. And he's had a tremendous season for this Holton Wildcat defense. He's been a stalwart on that offensive line as well. So we'll go with him as our lineman of the game tonight.
And you mentioned had that quarterback sack. Our lineman of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications, protect your blind side. Ask about the whole home Wi-Fi that can better your network experience. Find them online at GiantCom. That's GiantCOMM.net. Lineman of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. All right, let's go through some stats. We got multiple bodies that we could point to as a potential player to bank on. The rushing attack was legit, dominated the line of scrimmage, as we mentioned, and they put up, Holton put up a lot of numbers tonight, and it was very impressive.
Yeah, very impressive, and I'm going to tell you, Brandon, we just as I've done the last 2 years of Holton games, and we've, of course, done a lot of games before that, with KNZA doing playoff runs for Holton, and I don't remember a stat sheet that looks like this against a quality opponent. This is something, and if you're driving home, put your seatbelt on because this is crazy. Holton finishes the night with 28 first downs. They had 474 yards rushing on 72 carries, averaging 6.6 yards per carry. They were 1 of 1 passing the football for 34 yards. So Holton finishes the night with 508 total yards of offense. Holton had one turnover. That was a first-half fumble, and they had three penalties for 25 yards. Individually, the Wildcats were led on the ground by Jace Boswell. He had 21 carries for 188 yards. Gary Booth had 24 carries for 175 yards and four rushing touchdowns. Ja'Kari Washington had 14 carries for 56 yards. Matthew Lears, 6 carries for 29 yards. And Jaden Fletcher, 7 carries for 26 yards. Passing the football, Matt Lears was 1 of 1 for 34 yards. That one completion went to Garrison Booth. That was a 34-yard touchdown reception for Booth. Booth, one catch for 34 yards. For Hayden, the Hayden Wildcats finished the night with only 5 first downs. They had 58 yards rushing on 8 carries, averaging 7.3 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 7 of 15 through the air for 74 yards. So Hayden had 132 yards of offense. 508 for Holton,
132 for Hayden. Hayden had one turnover tonight. It was an interception, and they had seven penalties for 33 yards.
Now, we mentioned that. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll finish up real quick with the Hayden individual stats, and then we'll discuss that because I'm still trying to get my jaw off of the floor. Chasey Cummings led the way rushing for Hayden, two carries for 37 yards. Finn Dunshee had four carries for 34 yards, including a touchdown run. Braden Rose, one carry for 2 yards, and then Jet Wallmeyer had one carry. Well, it was actually a sack where he lost 15 yards on a play. Passing the football, Wallmeyer was 7 of 15 for 74 yards. His seven completions go to four different receivers, led by Jensen Trickle, who had three catches for 40 yards. Aiden McGivney had two catches for 31 yards. Brady Heinen had one catch for 2 yards, and J.C. Cummings had one catch for 1 yard. 37-13 is your final thing.
And our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Andler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yinks, and Courtney Brockoff. Again, just dynamite numbers, over 500 yards. Jace Boswell, Gary Booth, both big nights on the ground, and a player to bank on. Brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
I always hate to do the cop-out thing, but I'm telling you, there's two kids here that carried the load running the football tonight. And, yes, Garrison Booth was the beneficiary of five touchdowns, one receiving and four rushing. But Jace Boswell had 188 yards, a career high by about 70 yards on 21 carries. So I'm going to go co-players to bank on. Garrison Booth, 24 carries, 175 on the ground with four touchdowns, also a receiving touchdown of 34 yards, and Jace Boswell, 21 carries for 188 yards. Now think about that, 188 yards, some at the fullback, some at the tailback, but it all added up to 188 yards on 21 carries.
Now we talked about Yak, yards after contact. It's not a guy that comes down on first contact. And, again, a lot of credit to the offensive line, just so much push up front. It was chunk play after chunk play, and the stat that Justin was pointing out, I think it was, what, five or six drives, I think, including that last drive for Holton, where they ended up taking a knee prior to the end zone just to run out the clock. What was it, six drives of at least 11 plays? So, I mean, just Hayden couldn't get off the field, and I'm sure at some point in the second half, and we even saw it late first half, guys' hands on their knees and hands on their hips, just that Hayden defense was tired, and I don't think they saw anything or wasn't expecting anything quite like that tonight. But I just think, again, this is my first time seeing Holton. This is a very impressive performance by this team and a lot of momentum going into that game against Jeff West. You know, it's Jeff West team that's been on the down this year. They've had a lot of injuries. They were still searching for their first win. But I don't think this Holton team's going to overlook any team, and they're going to put the hats on next week and get ready for Jeff West.
Yeah, it definitely becomes about Holton. One last stat, and I just said it, but just to drive this home, 73 offensive plays for Holton. 23 for Hayden. 73-23. That's unheard of.
Hey, Jake. How we doing?
What's up, guys?
How are you?
It's been a fun – it's pretty chilly down there on that field. I got to tell you, that wind did not let up throughout that game. But you know what? Remember, again, Holton guy here, but 10, 15 years ago when Holton was breaking records and their own records for how many plays they had in a game, it's been quite some time since Holton's had 70-plus plays in multiple games in a year. It's been at least 2-3 years since that's really been a thing at Holton again. And so what you're seeing this year from this team, as Coach Bardo alluded to in postgame, was the ability to continually get better. This was a game that was highlighted in Northeast Kansas. It was highlighted in Southeast Kansas. It was highlighted across the state because these are two powerhouses in the East going head-to-head. And Holton just came out tonight, and they did a great job of hat on a hat. And, you know, Brandon, you were talking about the offensive line. Mike, you gave the lineman award to Dalton Roush, well-deserving. But I'll tell you what, the front side backs, when they run through that hole, is something that if you're a young kid out here watching a football game, or if you're just a fan of football in general, watch the front side back out of the backfield for Holton. They go through and they get that linebacker and spin somebody out, knock them on their heels. That's really where you're seeing Gary Booth, Jace Boswell, Jaden Fletcher get to that next level. Big credit to those front side running backs getting through. And I just want to put one more point on old Fozzie Jr. is the fact that Jace, he's a fullback, and what you've seen these last 3 weeks is a kid that has taken a different position in stride and really showed out to the point now that I don't want to say there's running back competition going on now to who's going to be on the field, but I guarantee you there are any team in Northeast Kansas would like to have two
of the four that Holton's got in that backfield.
Absolutely.
Andale, again, in 3A, you look at Andale, they're the team to beat. Everybody knows that. But I'll just kind of take them out and then put what we saw tonight for Holton. If Holton can replicate what we saw tonight in any game, I just don't see any team that really hangs with this team. Just the way they move the ball chunk after chunk after chunk. If they're running 70-plus plays compared to the opposition who's running 20-some plays, that's a recipe for success for Holton, disaster for the opposition.
No doubt. If they stay clean like they did tonight, clean football, take care of the football, don't beat yourself, play sound on defense, they're going to be tough. They're going to be a tough out. They're going to be a tough out for anybody, no doubt.
And obviously a big win. District championship now lined up. Obviously it helps. These two teams could meet one more time down the road in the playoffs with the win. Holton's going to have the advantage of being able to play that game or that rematch here at home. We saw a monster crowd tonight, both teams showing out. It was a great atmosphere. You have the fall chilly type weather. And now it's hard to believe we're about to wrap things up here down to the final week of the regular season. And, again, Jeff West, the opponent for Holton next week, kind of the expectations moving forward and not looking ahead for anything like that. Again, as we mentioned, Jeff West looking for their first win going into tonight. But I would expect the Holton team and this Holton team to be ready to go. And just one more game, and then we're off to week number 10.
Yeah,
week number 9, I should say.
Yeah, week 9. It goes so fast. You get into district play so early now, and you just jump right into the playoffs in week 9. And at this point now for Holton, I mean, they had a three-game stretch there before the Rothsville game where we had talked about Holton and how those games are going to be about Holton, getting better, making sure that all those things that you're doing throughout the week are the right things. And that's probably what we get back to this week. Obviously, Jeff West is down a little bit. This is going to be a week about Holton, making sure you're getting healthy, treating your body right, and being ready to go for a Friday night game and being ready for the playoff run that starts the week after that.
All right, final thoughts one more time. 37-13, Holton wins it tonight. Battle of state-ranked teams over Hayden. Hayden took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. Really, after that, it was all Holton as they cruised to the win, 37-13. Again, final thoughts before we wrap things up.
That was fun with you, man.
Yeah,
this was fun. Three-man crew, you never know how that's going to go, and it was a lot of fun. You guys are some of the best. It's such an honor to work with all the guys at KNZA, and getting Justin and Brandon on the play-by-play together tonight was a lot of fun. These guys are great.
I thought we had a pretty good rapport. Is that what they would say?
Yeah.
Rapport.
Okay.
Jake, it was great stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone who's working for the Holton Channel, great job. Camera work, behind the scenes, got to thank everyone there. Colin, our studio producer, back in the KNZA studios, keeping us locked in and on the air. Appreciate his hard work once again. So for everyone involved, Jake, Colin, Mike, Justin, I'm Brandon.